ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी हैव प्लान्ड आउट अ डिबेट प्रोग्राम फॉर ऑल ऑफ यू। वी हैव टू मोशन्स कृष्ण। वन मोशन इज दैट सोशल सर्विस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट। वी शुड फीड द पीपल फूड, क्लोथिंग, शेल्टर, and there are so many people across the globe suffering very badly. Therefore, there are even students in colleges who have given up their civil life, ordinary life, and fully devoted to the cause of, you know, rescuing people from the slums by bringing them above the poverty line. So there are many people concerned about it very strongly. So that there are people who even lay down their lives for it. You will see that. And amongst them also there are categories like some people focus on children, like CRY, Child Relief and Youth, there is an organization. There are some focusing on blind people and some focusing on lame people. Some focusing on poverty-stricken people. So their point is, you know, the hand that serves is better than hand that prays. You guys are folding your palm and praying to God instead of keeping your hands folded. Serve the people. People are suffering. Go out and talk to the people, poor people. So this is one motion. And who is standing for this motion today? Two of them. Yourself, fine. One more was Manas. Oh, how late he'll be, Manas? Really? We'll miss him. Only one we have. Then on the other side, you have the other motion. There are two of them are available.
Narayan and Aditya.
Narayan and Aditya yesterday.
Somebody wants to be for Manav Seva.
What I spoke till now. If somebody wants to stand for this motion.
Yeah. Then both places two will be.
Okay. So then we have two of them we got.
Two are there. Yes.
And there are other people, other category of people, they say that Manav Seva, you are talking about serving the humanity. Actually, you have to serve God. Ultimately, God is the supreme. If God is pleased, everybody will be pleased. So, we have to serve Him. If you are simply serving the fellow man, you will be born again and again. So, what is the use of just serving the fellow man? You have to serve God. God is the most holiest. God is the source of everything. He has created everything. He is our Father. We have to obey Him. We have to surrender to Him. We have to serve Him. And there are people in this motion, you find, people who shave up and wearing shika and tilak and wearing this type of dress and fully committing their lives. There are also people as grihasthas, you will see many devotees in ISKCON. Husband, wife, there are many foreigners also who are fully devoted to the mission of, you know, and you will find them doing Harinam Sankirtan in the streets. They say, let the holy name reach the people, God's name reach the people. They say, let God's darshan be taken by the people. We will build big temples. We will collect crores of rupees and build big temples so that people can come and bow down to God and get sanctified, purified. And it is important for people to worship God and love Him and serve Him and surrender to Him. If they do that, then they will be fortunate. So this is another motion. So when these two people look at each other, sometimes they even criticize each other also. And these two types of people see each other. Because one says humanity, humanity. Another one says God, God. So there is a tug of war seems to be there between the two. There are many social welfare workers in India, you know, who sometimes don't like the religious organizations. Even Karl Marx, he said, religion is the opiate of the masses, he said. Opium actually means a drug, which means religion is the opiate of the masses, means in the name of religion, people are stuck in worship of God. Actually, people should work hard and do some benefit for the suffering humanity. That is their point. Log janta ke liye kaam karo. So they are called as janaseva or manava seva. And there are devotees of God who are saying madhava seva. Who is Madhav? Krishna. We should do madhava seva. That is their point. So these two are motions, and all of you devotees, you are practicing Krishna consciousness for some time. Now at this point, it is important for us to be able to very clearly ascertain what is more important, what is less important, or both equally important, what it is. If you don't know, because when you go out, people are likely to ask you. Some of you have crossed even 8 rounds also now. Who all have crossed 8 rounds? We are reaching 8 rounds now. Ashok is standing 8 rounds, Ajay. 10 rounds now, very good. Anybody else is standing 6th round, 6 to 8? Aditya is also 8. And Narayan is? 6, yeah. Very close to 8. So, you all have increased your rounds now. So, now many people might ask you, seeing you chanting, hey, yeah, you are sitting and chanting God's names. Why don't you do so practical karo logon ke liye? People say like that. So let us, now we are going to invite, if you want to stand also, you can stand, those who want to stand. I thought 2 chairs will keep, 2 people will sit, one speaks for one motion and against the motion they come back, then the next 2 sit, like that I thought. All right. Those who want to stand and move their hands and speak, they can speak also. You have the freedom, you can do that. So, how we will go today, I need a pad and pen with a paper for doing some marking. Generally, when you do debating, there are some rules we will follow in our debate. When we are doing, now I have clarified the subject to both parties, both sides I have clarified, correct, no? So, when you speak for your motion, you should be able to make substantial points, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 points. So generally in debates, it's seen how many points you make, how many new points you make. Some people take 1 point and elaborate during the entire duration of that presentation, then they don't get many marks. So the substance, when we say, you should be able to make substantial points, 2, 3, 4, 5 points you are making, and they should be very meaningful and sensible. And they should not be just argument for the sake of argument. They should be meaningful. That's one thing. And the second thing in your speech to the audience, there should be no type of insult to any member of the other side. No bad word should be used. We can put 2 chairs like this. One here and one here. Yeah. So, and also the your presentation should have clarity of speech. So sometimes what happens, because the time is short, 3 minutes, people go very fast. So fast that nobody can understand what are they saying. So make sure that your speech has clarity. Your speech is clear. So that is actually called diction. Substance, diction, and delivery means your presentation style. Some people know how to raise the tone, which is called modulation. And some people know when to give a gap, or how to introduce a point, or how to present with conviction, and also how to quote examples and illustrations which your audience can connect with very easily and quickly they can grasp. So let us see how this presentation goes today. So 2 of you can come and sit now. That is Krishna consciousness, here social service. You can have 2. How it will go? They can face the audience like this. Okay, you can sit. You can come here. You can pull the chair here. Yeah. So we are beginning with social service, is it? Ajay is beginning. Okay, you can make a beginning. Yeah. Yes.
Hello.
Yeah. You can say 2 and a half minutes, 1 bell, and another half a minute. After that, 1
So, Hare Krishna to all. So the topic today is like we should serve this humanity or we should serve God. So according to me, as I see in this world, people are suffering. They don't have the food to enough food to eat, no shelter to live. And on the other hand, the Krishna or some there are people who are talking about God. They are serving the God. They don't say that the people who are suffering, they are also the children of the God. If you don't serve these children, will the God be happy with us? So God doesn't. God will be happy if we are serving their children. So if we get the happiness or selflessness service, so to people who are serving, they are means they are selfless because they are working for the other people. So and they get the happiness when the other get the happiness. So there are so many organizations who are like working for them. So in the past we have seen like people like Abraham Lincoln who worked for the poverty of the people, and we saw in India Mother Teresa, he worked for the orphans. So if we are serving God alone, God doesn't he is not very happy with us, because the whole world, the whole other human beings are suffering. So we are selflessly like, for me it is like a selfish, we are just serving the God and others are like, you know, crying, and people are, you know, crying by side, and we are just saying God, God, God. Okay, that's the my point.
Yeah. Completed? Yeah. Time is up?
Okay. So,
more time.
Okay. So what I see about the religious organization, so they are like working, they get the people from the, they get the money from those outside people, and they are like selfishly like, you know, they are doing the service to God and idol worship and all. So what I see, that people outside, there is a statement like, if you serve the humanity, you serve the God. So there is Atma in everybody. So if we don't serve the Atma, how will the Paramatma will be happy? So I am with the serving Atma. And if Atma is happy, Paramatma will be happy with us. That's right. Yeah, so I am against the like religious organizations who are like, you know, giving the knowledge about God and come to God, serve the God. So I consider human as a children of God, and we should worship and we should serve them. We serve the human. And like a parent is there, his child is lost. So in the market, we get the child. If we are serving the parent and we are not taking care of the child, we should take the child and send to the parent. So parent will be happy, okay? Because parent is unhappy because he has lost his child. So if we take the child and like alone, we are praying the parent, okay, you are everything, and we don't care about the child. So parent will not be happy. If we meet both of them, so that's what I see.
Hari Bol, Ram Bhagyavana. Yes, Ajay Prabhu, Aditya Prabhu. Ring the bell.
So I would like to start with the point that material progress or material fulfillment does not guarantee happiness or satisfaction. That is the truth. I mean, all through history, if we look back, let's say 50 years back, our grandparents or their parents, great-grandparents, they were living with very modest means. I mean, hand to mouth even. I know about my family. The conditions that there were in the villages, almost throughout the country, the scenario was the same. People had less to eat, less to wear. They lived in, I mean, shabby houses. And today, if we compare ourselves to that time of 50 years ago, we have improved so much materialistically. We are wearing good clothes, we are eating good food, we have nice places to live in. But if we verify or if we think about, are we more satisfied or are we happier than those our ancestors were, then the truth is that no, we are not. Maybe we have more comforts on an absolute scale, but the thing is, body gets used to it and then it wants more. So I want to point out that providing people with this materialistic, so at this is the first level, that providing them food, shelter or clothes, that is good, but that is not enough. Second level would be to provide them means to gather this food to enable them to purchase or to collect for themselves the food, the clothing, the shelter, all the things that they need for a comfortable living. And for that, we need to provide values. So that's the second level. And the third level is to tell them the knowledge of God, to tell them the knowledge that is enshrined in our scriptures, and so that they are connected to the history of this land, so that their well-being is not just on this material level but on a spiritual level. Other point that I want to tell you all is that these organizations that work for social welfare, one of the most important things they do with all the money they collect is that they lobby governments. They collect money and they lobby ministries, they try to get contracts, and they want to make the government do something for their cause. Let's say CRY. So CRY would fiercely lobby the Women and Child Ministry to work for them. And on our level, we should see it as we, by serving Lord, by serving God, by serving Madhava, we are serving not only all the humanity, but also all of the creation, including plants, animals, and non-living objects, because we are serving the ultimate creator.
Haribo. So let us take one more team. You will get chance again for rebuttal. 1 minute you will get. You will come back for that, okay? Yeah. Your good name again, Prabhu?
Jitendra Kumar.
You speak for? What's your motion?
Manav.
Acha, why you are not comfortable in the chat? No, they want to see you. They are taking video also. No problem? Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Jitendra Kumar and Narayan. Yes.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, as Kiran Prabhu told that we also the part and parcel of the God. So the Manav Seva. इनडायरेक्टली मानव सेवा जो है प्रभु, अगर हम मानव की सेवा कर रहे हैं, इनडायरेक्टली हम भगवान की सेवा कर रहे हैं, क्योंकि हम ही उनके ही पार्ट हैं और भगवान सर्व जगह है, सर्वज्ञ, सर्व विद्यमान है। कहा भी गया, वैदिक टाइम में कहा गया है कि पहले हुआ क्या करता था कि लोग खाना जब बनाते थे, सबसे पहले जो भिखारी आया करता था उसको दे दिया करते थे, फिर कोई गाय माता या जो हॉली एनिमल होता था उसको हम देते थे, तब कहीं जाके हम अपना भोजन ग्रहण किया करते थे। लेकिन आज हम सब भूल गए हैं। बाकी हम देख सकते हैं कि अपने चार धर्म में बांटे गए हैं लोगों को, हिंदू, मुस्लिम, सिख, ईसाई। तो एक फेथ है गॉड में कि इन फेथ ही तो है कि चार भगवान, अपने अपने तरीके से लोग अपने भगवान को पूज रहे हैं। लेकिन हो क्या गया, कुछ सिनफुल एक्टिविटी के कारण लोग गरीब हो गए हैं, या फिर उनकी शेल्टर नहीं है, या फिर और कोई जो कारण है, वो सफरिंग में उलझे हुए हैं। तो अगर हम उनकी सेवा करते हैं तो भगवान भी कहते हैं कि मानव धर्म, मानव की सेवा भी, कि मानव की सेवा को सबसे बड़ी सेवा बताया गया। गांधी जी भी कहते हैं कि मानव की सेवा सबसे बड़ी सेवा है, और कबीरदास जी ने भी कहा है कि वृक्ष कबूना फल वकै, नदी न संचय नीर, परमारथ के कारण साधुन धरा सरी। मतलब कि वृक्ष अभी भी कभी भी अपने फल नहीं खाते, तो वो जो फल देते हैं वो दूसरों के ही लिए है, उन्होंने वो अपने फल कभी नहीं खाते। नदी भी अपनी पानी को कभी भी संचय करके नहीं रखती, वो दूसरों के भले के लिए ही उसमें पानी रहता, खेत किसानों की खेती के लिए, जिससे भलाई हो सके। उसने अपने उसमें अपने, किसी का अपना स्वार्थ छुपा ही नहीं रहता। और जो साधु का शरीर है वो दूसरों के परमार्थ के, मतलब दूसरों के मतलब लाभ के लिए, अपने लाभ उसमें नहीं छुपा रहता। हाँ, हालांकि ये बात है कि लोग अगर सेवा कर रहे हैं तो वो सेल्फलेस होनी चाहिए, ना कि अपने पर्पस के लिए हम दूसरों की सेवा कर रहे हो। तो ये है कि गॉड मीन्स मानव की सेवा, अपना जो हाँ मिल भगवान की सेवा भी एक करना चाहिए, लेकिन हमें दूसरों को उसमें पहले उसको मतलब दूसरों को भी अपने गॉड की तरफ बता सकें कि हम सब भगवान के ही लोग हैं, बच्चे हैं। तो अगर हम उनको अच्छे से बता सकें कि आप ये आप उनको स्पिरिचुअलिटी की तरफ उन्हें बता सकें, और फिर हम उस मार्ग पे ला जा मतलब हम उनको स्पिरिचुअलिटी के मार्ग पे ला जा सक ले जा सकते हैं इसके थ्रू, उनको बता के कि मानव सेवा करके, ये भी कि इस भगवान ही सबसे बड़े हैं। हाँ, तो आपने कुछ ऐसे कर्म किए हैं जिसके कारण आप ये सफरिंग से जूझ रहे हो, आप इससे मतलब बाहर आ सकते हो। थैंक यू।
वेरी गुड, थैंक यू, बिग अप्लॉज। वेरी गुड, वेरी गुड। एंड देन नाउ नारायण विल हियर।
हरे कृष्ण,
रिंग द बेल।
हरे कृष्ण। So first of all, I would like to start with what is Madhav Seva. So Madhav Seva is ultimately serving to the Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna. So Madhav Seva, let's take some examples. Like Madhav Seva could be like, you could be like a servant, like Hanumanji. You could be like a, you could like serve him like a brother, like Lakshmanji. You can serve him like a mother, like Yashoda ji. You could serve him like friend as the Sugriv. So service to the Lord could be given in any ways. So there are multiple ways. So you can serve him. So Madhav Seva, what actually is Madhav Seva? As I told you, that there are different ways of serving. So you could be a friend, mother, father, brother, anyway, das. So what is the benefit of Madhav Seva? So as we say that, as he said that, okay, if you serve human, you will, that humans are all the son of Lord. So if you serve Lord, if you serve the children of the Lord, then you are ultimately serving the Lord. But if you directly serve the Lord, then children will also be served. It's the vice versa case. So if you serve Lord, that that Prabhuji told us the example, that if you want to give water to the trees, so how you will serve it? You won't serve it to the branches, or you won't serve it to the fruits. You will directly give water to the roots, so that it will be nourished to every branch and every fruit. So that is the going in the right direction. You don't go to the wrong direction, like going to branches to the roots. No, you will go to the roots, then it will be gone to branches. So then second thing, if you are, then once Prabhuji told us about karmic and akarmic level. So that karmic is what we do in this life and what retains in this life. Means if we are serving to the humans, then we are increasing our karmic level, and that would be beneficial only in this life. But if we are serving to the Supreme Lord, then we are gaining a karmic level that would be useful in, that was useful in previous lives, in this life, and for the next life also. So if we are just like Prabhuji also told us about the hundi, if you are completing this in on 30 in this life, then next life you start with 31. So that is the benefit of serving to the Lord. That if you are serving to the Lord, then you are increasing your karmic levels, and that would be useful to you in the next life. And there is also a saying that कि आदमी कुछ भी साथ नहीं लाया था और क्या कुछ भी साथ लेकर नहीं जाएगा. But there is an exception that आप अपने साथ अपने पिछले जन्म के पुण्य लेकर आए थे और इस जन्म के पुण्य जो है वो भी साथ लेकर जाओगे. So that pun where you gain that pun is doing service to the ultimate Lord. If you will service to the ultimate Lord, then your punya will be increased, and if you serve to the humans, then you can, that I won't say that if you serve to the humans that is not good. You can serve both at the same time, but you can serve humans as well as the Supreme Lord, but your priority should be serving to the Supreme Lord. Thank you.
Very good. Okay, very good. Only two teams, or we have one more team? Yes. Yeah, you are ready, both of you? Come, come. Tell me your names. So,
I'm doing
Manas. You'll do on Manas Seva? Your good name again? Shashank.
Yes.
Shashank, yes. Ring the bell, please.
Haribol. Manaseva, I can say, like, when we serving the God, you can see in the, like, so many religions who do Shiva Puja and Kali Puja. In Shiva Puja, what they do is, like, they offer milk to the Shiva, Lord Shiva. But that can be used for those people who are poor, and those who are sitting outside, they do not have food. We can get that milk and distribute to them. It will actually feed their thirst. And in the Kali Puja, they used to do Bali and all. You might know that. So they are actually doing the violence. And what is the purpose of doing the violence? And if those who are poor sitting outside and they are nothing, but you actually buying some animals, you are killing them due to cruelty. Is it necessary? We can offer them some foods and we can shelter them instead of killing in the name of Lord, you can say Kali Mata Puja and all. And for distributing, like offering milk to the lords, we can use them to serve the poor people who are sitting outside, those who beg there. We can, instead of offering so many, instead of throwing money on garlands and all, we can use that money to feed those who are poor and those who are helpless. We can. So this is what I can say, is that those who are weak, and they will also get elevated at some level. And instead of going on street and begging, they can be utilized to do some work, and they can be used for some social work. Like we can say, like, creating a temple with high value, that money can be used as an NGO work. And those people who are not socialized, they are coming from lower background, we can elevate them to a certain level. Offering to Lord is good, but at certain extent, we can utilize those money to serve the poor people also. And we can elevate them, those who are lower in the background, and we can socialize them so that they cannot do some thief work, and instead of loot part, they can be utilized to make the social environment better.
Hari Babu.
Hare Krishna. I am
Kiran.
I am speaking for Madhav Seva. So I listened to Shashank Prabhu. He was telling why is it not important to support human who are meek, basically. Why we should not elevate, and it's good to elevate so that they can advance further. So there is one catch with the arguments three people, I feel, is my opinion, is that the idea of service is what is in this kind of charity is based on the bodily conception, that I am this body. So that conception gives us to, like, think, feels us, pushes us in a direction where we think to solve bodily problems. Bodily problems are today's problems. That is, if I don't have shelter, I try to provide shelter. If I don't have education, I try to provide education. Or anything which is respect to body. If it is disease, we try to provide medical attention. So these are all based on that thinking that I am this body. But real compassion is the one within the body. So that the one who is embodied within the body is liberating him from the clutches of bondage is real compassion. So that is why there are many things the wrong thing with the bodily conception or the limitation of the bodily conception is that how much ever you take care of the body well, it is like a machine. So how much ever you take care of the body, you serve the body, it is bound to end and you are bound to get another body. So even if you serve the body, it is on a limited platform. So there are many examples, like for example, Princess Diana is one example. So even though she had everything the world wanted at her disposal, she had the beauty, she was prince, like in the British has just passed the colonial age, so basically they had power across the world, and she was a princess, so everything human wanted she had, but she also wanted to commit suicide. That means she was looking for something apart from what the entire world is looking for. Another example is Alexander. Alexander conquered almost the entire world, at the known world at that point of time. So at the end of his death, there is a story where he says, he gave three messages to his messengers saying that the physician should carry me during my procession, and only my doctor should carry my coffin, and all the riches I earned. Basically, he's trying to convey that whatever I earned in my throughout my life is of no value. So what is the benefit? So is it wrong to do charity? Absolutely not. So even if you take care of them or not, the creator will take care of them. But this is an opportunity for you to evolve your consciousness. Through that service, the mode of service, you can evolve your consciousness. And I have to add two more points. So the two more points, what I want to add is, what happens if you do this much charity, material charity? Of course, you'll get, if you do real good charity, you'll be getting a better body next time. The point of that is, it still have Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. You'll have to die and you have to take. So you have to be embodied again, even to enjoy that pleasure. So that is the catch, I think. And in summary, I would say if you, Aditya Prabhu was also building, there are three charities you can do. One is on the bodily platform where you give bodily necessities. Second one is the intellectual platform. You give them the necessary intellectual capability so that they can take care of the bodily bodily necessities. And higher than that is give the knowledge of the soul so that they can liberate themselves from the embodied state. So that is what I wanted to say.
Haribo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So very good debate, very good, many good points. So both sides had many nice points to make. And I will comment about the presentation towards the end of my talk. So a few minutes, I will say a few words about this. If you are a human being, definitely you have to be selfless. You will see in nature, the sun is giving light, but does it take any money from you? The clouds are showering water. The mango trees are giving you mangoes. The flowers in the garden, and they are giving you free flowers. The rivers are giving water. The ocean is giving you Navaratnas. You will see. Even the animals which give you service, they don't demand any money. Like you see, the horse is carrying your luggage, or the donkey. Your dog is protecting your house. Similarly, you find the cat is keeping the rat away. So there are many animals, like camels are lifting your weight. Generally, you will find in nature, everything you see with your eyes in the nature, it is selfless. So which clearly shows one thing, God by nature himself is selfless. And all his creations are also selfless. The only person who seems to be selfish is who? The human being. So therefore, when a human being becomes awakened, he definitely wants to become selfless. In extending some good to the other living beings around. So at that time a question arises, what is the ultimate good I can do for others in this world? And different people have different opinions. Like some people are feeling that I should do some good for my caste people or my state people. There are people, you will see that, and there are some people who, like Jyoti Basu, for example, for him, communism for the poor, serving the poor, all his life, that was his mission in Bengal, Calcutta. So, being a communist party, he did a lot of good for the poor. And then when he died, he even left a note that even my eyes and my bodily limbs or heart, anything can be used for the service to poor. So people say, hey, wonderful, wow. Yes, served the poor people. Similarly, there are some people who work for the motion of women liberation or women empowerment. They feel deeply touched in their heart. What is this? How can women be downplayed and ignored and neglected and not respected? There are rich people who start a school for children, girl children, and start a college for girl children. Their ambition in life is to see that the woman as a class be empowered to the status of even politicians like Indira Gandhi or Pratibha Patel, or they be empowered and they become IAS officers. So their whole and soul, whole life they spend in woman empowerment. There are people. Some work on poverty-stricken people, their empowerment. And some people work for the blind people's cause. So they feel that we have to be selfless. In God's creation, we see so many children of God are suffering. We should give them eyes. If they are blind, either you can perform eye operation and give them eyes or at least do something for them. So each human being, you see, whoever began with a selfless cause, they all started picking up something to the best of their awareness and knowledge. Similarly, there are people who dedicate their life for the nation. You can see that there are people in RSS I have seen, for them the nation is everything. In fact, they wear also very simple dress. They eat also very simple. They can even sleep in one corner of a room. They don't expect much. And they're really selfless, because I have been in RSS 2-3 years also. There are people who selflessly work for the country, and they will go travel here and there day and night and slog hard to protect the country, to uplift the country. That is their goal. Correct now? Similarly, there are people who very strongly say that Sanskrit is the language in the world. And everybody should speak in India. Whole India should speak in Sanskrit only. There are people. And there is one Samskrita Bharati. I attended the 10-day class. So they have 18,000 teachers they have. And they have a 10-day course of spoken Sanskrit. So all over India, they have taken the course. So in my college days, when I was in SRM University, I had a roommate called Krishna Kumar. So me and him, we used to discuss on Vishnu Sahasranama Sotram. And we used to go to Vishnu temples to attend the festivals and all. So he was a very evolved man. His motion in his life was, because man has forgotten Sanskrit, all problems came in India. So we have to propagate Sanskrit. So he's a part of Sanskrita Bharati. He's in a very senior post in that. He has hundreds of teachers with him. He teaches Sanskrit. So of course I also had a motion. My motion was, actually we have to first of all understand God, and we have to get enlightened. Without which we cannot actually serve his children properly. I used to tell him that good intentions are not good enough. You need to exactly know how to serve. For example, imagine one of you is suffering from a big boil. I go to the kitchen and take the knife and tell you, come here Prabhu, I'll cut your boil and you'll be all right. Because there's a lot of pus, you see. If I tell any one of you like that, imagine you have a boil in your hand. I bring the kitchen knife and tell you, Prabhuji, I'll just cut it and remove the pus and put a tincture and you'll be all right. How many of you will refuse to allow me to cut your boil? Correct. And you know the reason why. Correct, no? What is the reason? Because I'm not a surgeon. I'm not a certified surgeon. I'm not qualified. But do you agree that I have good intentions? I have good intention. But at the same time, good intentions are not good enough when it comes to doing some help or favor to somebody. Because we need to know what is the exact favor we can give. I'll show you one verse in Bhagavad Gita. Labhante brahma nirvanam rishayah kshina kalmashaha chinna dvaidha yatatmanah sarva bhuta hite rataha. So this is from the 1st chapter, 25th verse. So here what he says, last line says, sarva bhuta hite rataha. People who are always working for the welfare of other people. Sarva bhuta hite hit rat means engaged. Hite rata, they are always engaged in working for the benefit of other people. But then he is saying in the second line, rishayaha kshina kalmasha. Who can work for the welfare of people? Only one who is sinless. And a kalmash means sin. Kshina kalmashaha means completely free from sin. He says that unless you are completely free from sin, you cannot know what is ultimate good for the people. And as long as we have sin in our account, our vision is impaired. Our drishtikon towards the world will be a false understanding. For example, somebody is going to have a false understanding that I should take care of all my caste people, or my state people, or my country people, or I should take care of all the dogs. Like one lady was a caretaker of dogs in the America, but she was herself eating cow flesh in the morning. So you will see that is impaired vision or a defective vision. So he's saying that we ourselves have to be sinless. Or conversely, we can say, you have to be follower of a sinless person. Like if there is a sinless person who can guide you and tell you how you can do good to others. By following such a person, then you can do good. For example, one mother had a small boy. And the boy was crying, he wanted pakoda puri from the kitchen. She was making pakoda puri, but she told him, not for you. It's for other members of the family. But the boy's sister, elder sister, was thinking, why mother is so cruel today? You know, to the child, to my younger brother. So mother went to the market. And then the elder sister said to the boy, don't worry, mom has gone to market. I'll give you now. So she gave him puris, pakoda, and the boy started eating happily. Within 20 minutes, the boy fainted unconscious. Mother returned from the market and she asked, what happened? She said, my brother was eager to eat pakoda and puri. You were not giving, I thought you are cruel. So I gave it, she said. The mother gave a big slap to the daughter. She said, you foolish girl, the boy has typhoid. Doctor has told him he cannot eat anything oily. But you are feeding oily things. Now he has fainted now. I don't know whether he will live or die. Immediately she put him in a car and rushed to the hospital. So the elder sister seemed to be doing good and the mother seemed to be cruel. So who was actually doing good? Mother, yeah. And the sister thought she is doing good. Do you agree sister had good intentions? But her good intentions were not good enough because she was not knowing the truth about what the child needs. Therefore he is saying, Rishayaha Kshina Kalmasha. We should be completely free from defect, free from sin. Then we can be sarva bhuta hite rata, he's saying. Then we can do great good to all humanity. Now what I mean by this, you will understand very soon, I will tell you. You see, in a village there was a river which would sometimes swell in size whenever there is a heavy rain and everything. So suddenly one jamindar, who had gone to take a bath in the bank of the river, he suddenly drowned and was screaming, very rich man, the richest man in the village. Then all the people shouted, is there anybody who knows swimming, who can help this fellow? So one Antakata young man came. So he came running and said, yes, I can help, any help? He said, they said, immediately jump in. See this, you saw the hands are up, the Jamindar is drowning. So he thought that the Jamindar was wearing a golden coat, very costly with golden buttons and everything. So because he was a poor man, this boy, he thought that people are crying because the costly coat is being lost now in the water. So he went and caught hold of the coat and the Jamindar slipped out of the coat. So he brought the coat out and told people, at last I could bring out. I understand it's very costly, it must be lakhs of rupees. He was telling people, are you a fool? You are saving the coat and not the drowning man. If you saved the drowning man, he can give you, lakhs of rupees in charity, and he can give you 10 such coats also. So which is more important? Is the coat important or the drowning man important? Yeah. Similarly, you will see that saving the body and not saving the soul, it is like saving the coat of a drowning man. Because in any living body, who is more important? Is the body important or the soul important? Soul. Soul is more important. Body is, but actually if you see, for example, you have your kurta, dhoti and everything. When you take gulab jamun and put it in your pocket or rub it against your body, do you get satisfied? By actually feeding the body, the soul is not nourished. Just like in a car, you will see, you put petrol, you put air, you put water in radiator, but you have to separately give lunch to the driver. If you tell the driver, driver, don't worry. Now we have put petrol in the car, water in radiator, air in the tire. Now come on, chalo, we are going to Bombay. You say, sir, what about my food? So, just as there is body food, there is also soul food. And out of the two, more important is the soul. Out of the two. For example, if a car doesn't have petrol, but the driver is given food, he can drive another car also. He can take you to Bombay, correct, no? But if you're giving petrol to car, you know, you are polishing the car, you are putting water in the car, don't feed the driver. He just cannot drive or there'll be an accident. You know? So, therefore, the people told him, "Are foolishly, you have saved the goat and not saved the drowning man," he said. Similarly, the Shastras say that one should save the drowning soul is more important. And the reason is given. One time, Srila Prabhupada came to Pune, long before, in 70s. There is one very rich man in Pune, his name is Bari Malhotra. He is the owner of the Wakefield company, chocolates and other things they make. So, very big man in Pune. In fact, he is one of the, there is a TMT they call it, TMC, the Top Management Consortium, TMC. It contains 50 richest people in Pune. And he is the chairman of that, which means he is a very rich man also, very big man. So, he was a very great social welfare worker. He has been in Lions Club 40 years. So, you can imagine, he is a president of Lions Club, many, many years like that. So, when Prabhupada came to Pune, people took Prabhupada to the home of that fellow. He has a big posh bungalow in Pune camp, in the Koregaon Park area. Independent big bungalow with big gardens and everything. So, people took him to, took Prabhupada to him. So, Prabhupada sat on the sofa and this man was folding his palms and respecting, "Swamiji, you did a great miracle. You know, you went to the west and you brought all the white elephants, as you said. So many of the people. It's not ordinary work you did. Very great. I appreciate. But still, Swamiji, I am very unhappy about one thing I want to tell you." And he said, "Why do you collect so much money, crores of rupees from the public? And you are investing all that in building marble temples. Crores of rupees you are investing in marble temples. Instead, if you sell all this marble and take that money and feed the poor, is it not good? Why don't you feed the poor people? So many people are suffering in our country. You know, where does God demand that, you know, give me a big temple? You can make a small temple, just like we have a Ganesh temple under some banyan tree. Give God a small temple, but rest of the money, use it for the poor. Feed the poor, give them uniforms, give them food to eat, give them some homes to live. That would be a much greater service." So Prabhupada told him, Prabhupada was a very practical man in explaining these things. He said, imagine, say you are a very, very rich man. Likely that you may be meeting Tata one-to-one and such rich men in the country. So tomorrow in Pune, you find a Tata small boy. You know, he is wandering on the road with tattered clothes. He is weeping continuously. And suddenly you look at him and you think, "Oh, 3 months ago I went to Tata's home. I saw this boy. Now this boy has come out of the home and is wandering in the street weeping. What happened to him?" So Prabhupada said, imagine you are watching at the boy. Somebody seeing that the boy is crying is giving him some food. So the boy eats the food and is still crying. Somebody goes to the boy and gives him some clothes. "Hey, remove the tattered clothes. Boy, you wear this good dress." And the third man goes to the boy and says, "Why are you crying? Are you having headache or something? Take this medicine. Come to our medical shop. I'll give you whatever medicine you want. Why do you cry? Relax." So the boy is taking the medicine, eating and still crying. And then Prabhupada said, a fourth man comes and sees that the boy is crying. He picks up the boy and says, "Hey, you are Tata's son. What are you doing here?" He says, "Pitaji ke saath jagada ho gaya. I had a fight with the father." Then you sit with the boy and tell, "Your father is a good man. You know, you unnecessarily had a fight. You are a millionaire's son. And you tell the glories of your his father. And then, you know, help him to gel with his father well. Give him a good understanding. And then, if you tell this boy, don't worry, I will arrange your father to come and pick you up. Just give a call to Tata. you know, within a half an hour, Tata will come taking his helicopter or something. Huh? Come and pick up his son and take him home. So Prabhupada asked the Malhotraji, out of the four men, whom do you think did the best service to the boy? Which one? So Malhotra naturally said, yeah, if I were there, I would have done the fourth thing. Then Prabhupada said, that's what you are doing in ISKCON. Prabhupada said, all these jivas who are wandering in this world, they all have, like children sometimes do this, you know this? They say like this. You know what is this? You know, this means they don't want to talk to somebody, you know that? Children do. And they are, children say to be united means one thing and divided means another thing. What do they do? You know children do that? Correct. They don't gel. So the children sometimes quarrel with each other. They don't even want to see each other. Similarly, we have denied God's association. We turned away from Him. We have come to this world. Huh? So, but if you can tell these people about how good God is, huh? Actually the word samam bonam means the person who is spotlessly good. Huh? So teach him about them, and then you know, Prabhupada said our temples are all centers. Reach out to the wandering souls who are all wandered away from God. Anath. Now the jivas have become anath. And we pick up the anath children, bring to our temple, give them prasad, show them the deity form of the Lord, and we give them Bhagavad Gita knowledge. Then all of them become very joyful, knowing the relationship with the Supreme Father. And we dispatch them back to Godhead. That's what we are doing. When Malhotraji heard it, he was so thrilled. Immediately he fell at the feet of Prabhupada. And the very same day he purchased one Krishna, this much size deity, with a chain. And he wore it and told Prabhupada, Swamiji, this Krishna Murti I will keep in my chest every day. Even today he is wearing it. You will see. And then he told Prabhupada, Swamiji, I will arrange for you to build a temple in Pune. I will create facility for you. I am very convinced about this. And then that was the turning point in his life for him. He said that, today I promise that in a week, at least 3 days in a week, I will do bhajan, of different Krishna songs. And I will call all the allied people in Pune to my home. So even today you go, you know, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 3 days in his home, there is a bhajan going on for almost 2 to 3 hours in the evenings. Always a rich man, daytime he goes to company, evening he comes, all his, senior citizens, they all come together and they do bhajan. I have been also a few times. So this was a turning point in his life. He was deeply appreciative of this. Now, Prabhupada is a great acharya. He is coming in a Guru Parampara. And he is telling that why there is a need for building temple. Prabhupada explained. Prabhupada in his books you will find, Prabhupada very clearly says that as long as a jiva has sinful mentality in the heart, he is definitely going to commit sin. And the sin is the cause of poverty and suffering. So this is the connection. Then somebody, so what is the definition of sin? Can any of you say? What is sin? Prabhupada says the root. I will show you one statement. Very repeat this. The root of sin is deliberate disobedience of the laws of nature through disregarding the proprietorship of the Lord. Disobeying the laws of nature or the order of the Lord brings ruin to a human being. You understand? No? Here he says, what is the root of sin? Deliberate disobedience to laws of nature and laws of God. And that is the definition of sin. Correct, no? So, when I was in Chennai, my father used to give me a pocket money of 2 rupees every day. So, I was also very charitable. So, I would come to the West Mamalam station in Chennai. There I found one beggar whose hand was cut, whose leg was also cut. One leg was cut, one hand was cut. Poor fellow, I thought. Now, with the other hand, he will be holding a begging bowl and he will be standing with a crutch. So, in Tamil, there is a saying, Patra Marindu Pichaidu, my father used to say, which means, know who is a deserving candidate for your charity and then give charity, you know. So I looked at that fellow and I thought, poor fellow, how can he do job, you know. His hand is cut, leg is cut, he can't do anything. So let me give him my 2 rupees. So every day I gave him 2 rupees. Almost 3-4 months passed. One day, when I went to the station and I took out my 2 rupees to give, I found that man smoking. And I was shocked. Then I asked him, hey, you smoke? What are you doing? Why are you killing yourself by smoking? Such a bad habit. Then he looked at me up and down and said, Swamiji. Of course, I was not a Swamiji that time. I was a student. He said, gee, you see, whenever I get more than 20 rupees a day, in those days even 20 rupees was a big amount. I get more than 20 rupees, I smoke. And whenever I get more than 50, I drink liquor also. He said, that was the same day I stopped giving him. Because I understood that he is misusing my money that I am giving him. Actually, I thought his hands are broken, legs are broken. At that time, I didn't understand. Later on, after coming to ISKCON, I understood that all the living beings wandering in this world are like criminals. Why? Because this material world is like a jail. They have sinful mentality. Therefore, they have come here. See, in Aravada jail, can you find a gentleman? If he's a gentleman, why he will be put there? Correct, no? So, everybody in this world has come up with some plan for doing something against God's will. Even we all can see in our mind, we are all trying to be gentlemen, but sometimes sinful thoughts come in our mind. Do you agree? We can see that sinful thoughts pass our mind. So, the sinful thoughts are, like he says, Anyayena Artha Sanchayan, Krishna says. Anyaya Marga says, Paisa Arjit Karna. That is one sinful act. Correct, no? And similarly, talking ill of other living beings, or pulling their leg, trying to encroach on others' property. All this is coming in sinful activity. Like Duryodhana was usurping Pandava's property. Ravana was stealing another man's wife. You will see that. Or taking bribe. Or misusing. So in this way you will find the sinful activity means disobedience to God. So when I saw this man is breaking God's laws, then he stopped giving charity. I thought that, I didn't understand it at that time. I know that I don't want to sponsor his sinful activities. That much I was convinced. On the contrary, all of you see, when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, he went to a place called Bowery in New York. Yeah, in that place, there were a lot of hippies who were derelicts and drug addicts. There were boys, there were girls. See, who are these hippies? Don't think they are from a poor family or something. They are all rich kids. But they left home, left the college, and they took their own musical instruments. So they wanted to attain, you know, some high state through music, through drugs, through sex, through free living, without any kind of restrictions. And they also did not want to be drafted into the army for joining the battle against Vietnam. They were fed up with war. They were fed up with stereotyped lifestyle. In fact, there was nothing that hippies had not done. You know, in India, probably some boys might have done something, not other thing, but they have done everything. They have changed dozens of partners. They have smoked, they have drunk, they have taken drug injections, marijuana and all kinds of things. And when Srila Prabhupada went to West, he came to know these hippies were chased by the police. But the police would capture them and hand them over to the parents. Again, next day they will run away. The parents asked them to respect them. They didn't care for the parents. The teachers told them, don't do these things. They didn't care for the teachers. The police told them, hey, we will beat you. We will put you behind the bars. They didn't care for the police. The government very strongly gave warnings to them. They didn't pay heed, even a fig to the government's words. They were ready for anything. They were ready to even die by eating drugs. But somehow they wanted to enjoy a kick or a very high pleasure. But when Prabhupada told them, give up the drugs, give up drinking, you know, those who were drinking wine, they even gave up, drinking coffee, tea at one time. Those who were eating all kinds of non-veg and everything, they stopped even eating onion and garlic also. Those who were, you will find those who are having dozens of partners. So those people married one woman and settled as a proper grihastha devotee. Man wearing dhoti kurta and woman wearing sari. And Prabhupada did that how? By administering the medicine of the holy name. Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. After chanting Hare Krishna, they were not the same people. They became transformed people. Correct, no? So this became proven in the West that taking, when Prabhupada came to India, there was one meeting called Sadhu Samaj in the Chowpatty Beach. 20,000 people were sitting. And on the stage, many Swamijis were made to sit. And one of the Swamijis was Prabhupada. And all the other Swamijis from different organizations spoke. And lastly, our Prabhupada was given the opportunity to speak. And Prabhupada looked at the crowd. Crowd was dozing, very tired. Because they had already heard 3-4 hours of lectures. So instead of speaking to them, Prabhupada took the kartals and started doing kirtans of Hare Krishna mantra. And then immediately Prabhupada's disciples, American boys, girls and small kids, they all came to the stage. And they all started dancing. The whole 20,000 crowd, everybody stood up. And all people started dancing. And the newspaper reporters, they took the newspaper in the hand and were whirling the newspaper above, they were dancing. The police were taking the lathi and they were also dancing. Everybody was dancing. And everybody sang the holy name also. Hare Krishna mantra, they all sang it. And people were practically in tears, calling Rama's and Krishna's names. And Prabhupada was watching all this for about 5-10 minutes, he sang like this. After the kirtan was over, Prabhupada stopped. And to make all the people sit down took another 5-10 minutes. The whole crowd. When they sat down, then Prabhupada spoke. Prabhupada said, you see, prior to me, Swami Nikhilatmananda from Ramakrishna Mission had come. Swami Nikhilatmananda was saying that Indians should be taught character. Indians should be taught good qualities. And without sadachar, good qualities, Indians can never be happy as they were happy before in the Vedic times. And Prabhupada said, how can we bring about sadachar? And then he said, I went to America with no money in the hand, and I have no manpower also, but I only took this holy name with me. And I went to America, I administered the holy name to these hippies. Those hippies who never followed their mother or father or teacher or government or anybody, when I gave them the holy name, their hearts became cleansed of the sinful propensities. Therefore, they became submissive. Now you see them, how they are dancing to the tune of Hare Krishna mantra, wearing tilak, wearing kantimala, having japa beads, wearing dhoti kurta sari, everything. So Prabhupada said, this miracle has happened because now their sinful propensities are destroyed and the sadachar has become established. And then Prabhupada concluded, we can bring about sadachar to the diseased hearts of living beings by administering the medicine of the holy name. Therefore, I request all of you to chant Hare Krishna, he said. 5 minutes lecture. Tak, 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 tak. The whole audience was clapping, standing ovation for a long time. All the sleeping audience became woken up. Everybody in this. So I am telling you, I told you 2 examples now. One of this beggar in Chennai, to whom I was giving 2 rupees. This fellow, his hand broken, leg broken. That itself shows that he has committed some sin in the past. Otherwise, his hand leg will not be broken. Correct, no? Such kurub or such deficiency in the body is an evidence of previous sinful deeds which have brought him suffering now. And now he is taking this 2 rupees and smoking cigarettes. That is going to bring him future sufferings. Correct, no? So, on the other hand, I told you examples of the hippies who were also doing sinful activities, but after taking the chanting of the holy name, and they gave up all the sinful deeds. They became purified and they became saintly. And they also spread good vibration all over the world. Isn't it? So here the main point is this. As long as sinful tendencies are there in the heart of a person, that person is going to suffer. That's a lesson we learned. Another lesson we learned, if you do social service, like for example, you give food to a person today. He's going to come to you tomorrow. You give him food for 1 week. He's going to come to you next week. Sorry, 1 week you gave, now it's over now. You give him food for 1 year, he's going to come next year to you. You give him food for his whole life. After dying, he'll take one more breath and say, sir, I have taken rebirth. Again, please give me food. Again, he will come. Because a person is eating food, but he's not giving up sinful propensity. So he's born again to reap the fruits of his sin and punya, whatever. He has to come again. Is it not true? So, whatever food you give today turns into stool tomorrow. Okay, some people say, this is not a good system. Instead of giving him food, you teach him some skill and engage him in a job. Is that not better? So they say that, you know, they think themselves to be more intelligent. They say that, you know, don't give a person fish, teach him fishing. That is more smart, isn't it? It seems to be a smart idea, but think about it. Say, for example, you started a company and you gave employment to the slum people, poor people. Two observations have been made when you employ them. Some of these people in the company, they accept bribe or they loot money from the company or they have misbehaved with women. Imagine if you recommended a slum person to the company and he misbehaved with some lady in the company or he looted some money from the company. They will catch you because you are the guarantor. Correct, no? And also, even if they don't do any bad, initially they will be very grateful to you. Sir, you gave me a job for 10,000 rupees. You are my God. We are so grateful to you. People are very, very grateful in the beginning. But after spending a couple of years in the company, they look around and ask, hey, what is your salary? And then when they find somebody is earning 15,000, 20,000, they will say, hey, they are getting 20, why not me? Then they will raise a flag and join the union. Amari maange purti karo, amari maange purti karo. You have seen that? Which means, as long as sinful tendencies are there in the heart, you don't cleanse it, people will not be satisfied. You will find this. This tendency has been seen. In fact, in Gujarat, at one time, due to natural calamities and all, they had, for the refugees, the government arranged some housing colony, specially made for them. Like this type of house, small house, one small kitchen, and 300 square feet or 400 square feet house. They put one fan, one bulb, and one attached bathroom latrine, and a small kitchen. So they gave many, many houses, hundreds of houses to these people. But what do you think these people did, the refugees? They sold those houses, and with that money, they started drinking liquor, smoking cigarette, and living in Jopadipatti, in same old place. That the same thing happened in Bangalore. Because once Bangalore also, Karnataka government thought that, you know, Bangalore is should be a clean city. So they convert, they demolished all the Jopadipattis. Jopadipatti, you know, what is Jopadipatti? What do you call it? English, what do you call it? Slums. Slums, and then they made very nice building. One room they had given. So again, they found the same thing in Bangalore. So from here, we learn one more lesson. People who are born in slums, people who are poverty-stricken, these people actually, due to their purva janma karma, these people actually are born in a certain status. You can see them. They live in very unclean places. Even if you provide facility, they sell their facility and that money they use for drinking and smoking and everything. Why they are doing that? Because the sinful tendency in their heart is not cleansed. That's the problem. So, you may put a police force. Hey, somebody is smoking or drinking or taking drugs or looting money. They are doing thievery or robbery or murder. Put this thing, you know, what do you call this? Handcuff. And put him behind the bars. See, you can control their senses, but if you don't clean their heart, the senses will again act sinfully. Because the senses are like servo motors. But the mind is like the microprocessor. Correct, no? If the microprocessor is programmed to do something, how can you restrict the hands and legs? It is simply meaningless. You may restrict a person, and once he goes out, you again do the same thing, repetitively. Correct, no? So therefore, you will find, first I told you, people with sinful tendency suffer. They are suffering, I told you. Now I told you, people with sinful tendencies are not satisfied, I told you. Now I can show you the opposite. If you, for example, if you have a fish, in the ocean, the fish is happy. Now you keep the same fish in a bucket of water, half a bucket of water also. The fish is still happy. Why? Because as long as there's a contact with water, the fish is, the fish is very happy in the water. Similarly, the spiritualists are like that. Whether they have lots or they have little, as long as they have contact with God, they are happy. And practical example, Sudama Brahmana. Was he not very poor? Do you think Sudama went to Dwaraka and asked Krishna, please give me some bread and butter? Did he ask? Why he didn't ask? Because he never minded the poverty. You will see. So even in poverty, devotees of God are happy, because actually devotees of God, when they chant the holy name, the sinful mentality in the heart is cleansed. When that is cleansed, immediately the satisfaction comes.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately happiness comes. One of you, I think Ajay was speaking, sorry, this Aditya was speaking this point. In the Vedic times, people lived in very simple homes.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any posh homes.
Mm-hmm.
And for the going for the lavatory or bathroom, they had to go to the bushes behind.
Mm-hmm.
They just jumped into a pond and they took bath and all that. People lived very simple lives. In fact, many people didn't even close the door of the house, if you see in Vedic times. But were they happy or not? What do you say? They're very happy. Because when you have God, people are happy. When your heart is clean, people become selfless, people become happy, people become satisfied. Whatever you have, like I'll tell you one real example. We went to Vrindavan Yatra in 1993. What happened? We were in Barsana Dham. And in Barsana, one vehicle was supposed to bring us prasadam at 1 o'clock. We were almost 250 of us. Tempo we call it. One tempo was supposed to bring us prasadam at 1 o'clock. Suddenly we got a call and the person said, Prabhuji, tempo breakdown ho gaya. And then we have to go, come through the forest. By the time we reach you, it will become 3 o'clock, they said. But our devotees, it was almost 12 o'clock, down 45, 12. Maharaj thought that till 3, devotees will be too hungry, you know. They will be hungry at 1 o'clock. Then he called one manager and said, can you please check with Vajabasis here that we have 250 people. Can they offer us some prasadam? For us? And we can make payment also to them. We just told them, within an hour, big brajaroti, this much size, almost 20 families engaged. He made a big brajaroti and sabji, and one halwa, sweet, one dal, all the 4 items they brought. And people got big stainless steel, cans, and they brought everything. And then they made a buffet, and we all accepted the prasad, and we ate. It was so delicious, hot, just now made, and offered to Krishna, and they brought it. So after the whole thing was over, prasad was over, Maharaj called those Ujjwala families, and all of us said Hari Bol, and we thanked them also. And when managers went to give them money, they refused to accept. They said, what is this? Are we doing business with you? We are not a hotel. Aapne humko bhakton ki seva diya, bas, I'm khush hain. But Maharaj told the managers, no, you have to give the money. They're all poor families. Because you see their homes, they're very simple people. How can you not give? Again, they went to them and they said, no, nothing doing. We cannot accept. Hum kabhi charge karte hai nahin kisi ko. Koi bhi aata hai, mangta hum, dete hai, we are giving. They have a very big heart. You can see that. Then Maharaj said, okay, give the children some notebook and pens we gave for the poor children. We purchased immediately because they were not taking money, so we gave that to them. But why I am telling you, you will see that when one becomes a devotee of Lord, the heart becomes very big. And therefore, one another, you will see, mentality, when people's heart is possessed of sinful mentality, they have a grabbing mentality. Like you can see the homes of rich people. Some people build a huge house, you've seen that? Big houses they build. Like, you know, when people see our Radha Vrindavanchandra temple, people ask, when I was going for the early days of Vrindavanchandra temple to big, well-wishers' homes, one fellow was asking, Swamiji, itna bada mandir banane kya zarurat hai? He saw the model and said, then I told him, see, imagine you are a child who want to play, you have a tricycle. And do you go in a tricycle to your school? What do you take? You take a bicycle. When you go to company, do you go to company in a bicycle? You take a bike. And then when you become a manager, no manager will go in a bike, isn't it? You will take a car. And imagine you become CEO of a company, what car you are likely to have? Yeah, BMW or Benz or something like that. Correct, no? Isn't it? If you become CEO of a company. So as your economic status increases, your vehicle also gets better and better. Similarly, your house size also. Imagine this is 1 BHK now, correct? No? We are a very simple home now. Imagine if somebody becomes a manager in a company. Will you live in a house like this? Will you not take at least 2 BHK or 3 BHK? A manager generally takes row houses, correct? No? And then if you become a CEO of a company, probably you'll have a villa in Kadakwasala, correct? You will have independent bungalow yourself, having a garden and everything. And one time I went to give our invitation of Janmashtami to the number one man in Indian army. You know where is he? Opposite our camp temple, there is one road which is leading inside. If you go inside, that's where that Vaidya was shot also. You know that? One Major General Vaidya was shot many years ago, 90s. Because the number one in army lives in Pune only. So when I went to meet, I came to know his name is N.C. Vij. They said, so I was surprised. There are two roads, and between the two roads, there is only one house only. Can you imagine? It's a big compound wall and surrounded by gardens. And a huge bungalow with, you know, probably 40, 50 rooms. So in order for me to go inside, the securities were almost 60 to 80 securities. I had to go through. It took me 2 hours to go inside. At last, I wanted to see, who is this person? At least let me see his face. I thought, such a big man. So when I went to give invitation, his mother came and said, "Take mere paas de dijiye, main de dungi usko." And she took it. So, but I thought, looked at the house, it's such a huge house. So then I was thinking, for a man in army, number one man in army, he has such a big house. Does God not deserve a big temple? Isn't it? Like for the Prime Minister of India, when he goes every day to different places, per day they spend at least 1 crore rupees. 1 crore rupees for security, safety, landing and all those things like that. In a month, how much it is? 30 crores. In a year, 365 crores. But our whole temple is built in 50 or 60 crores. If a Prime Minister of a country can have 360 crores per year, can't you build a temple which will last for hundreds of years in 50-60 crores? Think about it. A Prime Minister of any country is not even a mosquito in front of God. A God is called Ananta Koti, Brahmanda Nayak. He is the master of crores of Brahmanda, I mean, universes, not even planets. So you can make, actually you cannot make a big temple for him. You may call it big, it is not big actually. It is big according to whose estimation? Our estimation. Is it not true? So I told this fellow, rich man who asked me, don't be envious of God. Don't look at a big temple of God and be envious. You know, you see yourself, you know, see the type of food you eat. See the type of house you live. See the type of dress you wear. As you grow in economic development, if you are a lakhpati, you have one status. If you are a karodupati, you have bigger status. One time in our temple, we called some karodupatis to come for a meeting. By mistake, we called one lakhpati also. And all of them had a prestige issue. Ye kaise aa gaya? Aapne isko kaise choda? Hum logon ko to hamara maan saman ki baat hai. Izzat ki baat hai. They were saying. So lakhpatis don't, I mean karodupatis don't mix with lakhpatis. Correct, no? So because they have a bigger house. They have different level of meeting. Now, Lord is not Lakhpati or Karodupati. Lord is who? Lakshmipati. So, he deserves the best of the facilities. Is it not true? Yeah. But these people envy him. You see? And also, you should see, when you see the temple of God, as soon as you come to temple, the Sadbhavana arises in your heart. Pure vibrations arise in your heart. Like, I'll tell you a practical example. In our camp temple, morning after my chanting, I used to roll the chatais. You've seen that? You know, the mats, nice to roll. Now, when I roll one chatai, immediately the 10 chatais are rolled by 10 other fellows. Everybody rolls. I never told anybody anything. But people feel, I am in a temple, I should do some seva. Because it is God's place. So, you know, camp temple, the temple is small. How many of you have been to our camp temple? You have seen, yeah. It's a small temple, no? So, one day, I saw in a Sunday program, many people are sitting outside. Some of them are sitting practically on the road of the tar road is that they were sitting in the temple. So I told them that, oh sir, you are sitting in the floor. You know, take a chatai and sit. You know, you are sitting on the road. The man looked at me and said, kya bol rahe hai Swamiji, sab bhumi Gopal ke hai. Sab bhumi Gopal ke hai. Everything is God. This is Vaikuntha. He said, every dust here is Chintamani. I can sit anywhere. I can sit inside, outside. Makes no difference for me, he said. Because people see the temple as a holy place. And they are ready to adjust. They don't mind. Imagine you are having a meeting where all the big shots, all the crorepatis are sitting in a table. And four of them don't have chairs. You tell them, after kone mein baith jao. Kya baithenge? They will make a big issue out of it. Like one meeting, we went to give invitation for our temple opening. One of our devotees went to one school. There was a board meeting going on. So, they had taken 4 big invitations and there were 5 people sitting. One madam was sitting. So, 4 people got invitation and they opened and saw the temple. And then the 5th madam was sitting and our devotee said, madam, you are also welcome. You can just see the same invitation you can see. You are also welcome. But madam became so angry that except me, you are given to all others. The next year we went for Gita contest in the school. She didn't allow. Yes, all permission name will I give you. And our devotees didn't know the reason why. They are wondering, last year she allowed, why she is not allowing? So 3 years passed. And then fourth year, they came and told me, devotees, Prabhuji, this madam is not giving permission, we don't know why. Suddenly her mind changed. I said, mind cannot change easily. Tell me what happened. Then the devotee told, they brought another devotee, one more devotee. Then they told that, Prabhu, we were giving invitation. That time we had only four and five were there. We didn't give. Then I told, this is the problem, I said. Now I told, you tell her that in our temple there is a function. We are calling her as a chief guest. So please ask her to come. When they gave an invitation, she immediately came. She not only became chief guest, she took the mic and spoke very happily. You know. And then we requested, madam, can we do Gita Consciousness School? Why not? Come. Okay. See, ordinary living entities have so much ego problem. Correct, no? But when people come to temple, you will find people are ready to sit even on the floor also. Correct, no? Big, big people. Like I do one well-wisher program, one leaders program I do. In that one man was sitting, tucked in with pant and belt, he was sitting. I came to know that there are 55,000 employees under him. There are 55,000 employees. He's actually CEO of a very big company, which is one of the biggest Asia's biggest companies. He was sitting in the lecture. So after I came to know that, I said, oh, there was a sofa behind. You could have taken the sofa. He said, I get enough of prestige in all the meetings. When I come in front of God, I want to sit down. He said, I am very happy. He'll come for the program. So you will find when people come to God, the good feelings arise in their heart. As soon as, like I had gone to Delhi Apollo Hospital once to check cholesterol or something. We had gone to one heart specialist, you know. So in his table, I found a placard which was saying, you know, we treat, God heals. Like that he had written. So you will see that as soon as one has faith in God, you see that these kind of statements come out. So when I gave him Bhagavad Gita, he was very happy to accept it. He said, Swamiji, what you are saying is, ultimately God is in control. Who are we? We are doctors. We can try our best. But ultimate savior is who? God. It is in his hands only. On the contrary, in Bihar, there was one atheist doctor, where our Hare Krishna devotees went to their hospital, taking one devotee for treatment, and then that fellow treated. Almost 1 week he was admitted in the hospital ICU and everything, and then he came out. When four or five devotees went with tilak and dhoti kurta and everything to that hospital, they thanked the doctor. Thank you, sir. Hamare bhakta ko bacha diya aapne. Very nice. By God's grace, you know, he has come back to life from ICU. And all devotees saying, aap thoda prasad lijiye. And that fellow said, are aap Hare Krishna wale? Aapko bhi aana padta hai hospital mein, hamare paas aana padta hai. आपके भक्तों को भक्तों की जान बचाने के लिए है? आपका हमारे पास भीख मांगना पड़ता है आपको. And the devotee said, आपने तो ट्रीटमेंट दिया, हम मानते हैं बहुत अच्छा है, फिर भी बचाने वाले कौन है? बचाने वाले तो भगवान है. He said, and that fellow became angry. क्या क्या भगवान भगवान बकवास करते हो आप है? हमने बचाया, मालूम नहीं आपको, हमने सर्जरी किया उसके पेट में, ऑपरेशन करके हमने बचाया उसको, आप लोग भगवान भगवान क्या बोल रहे हो? आप लोग देखते नहीं सामने हम खड़े हैं ना डॉक्टर. I thought he was telling. Then the devotee understood that he is becoming angry. Then the devotee told him, ठीक है डॉक्टर, हम मानते हैं आपने ही बचाया ना इनको. हाँ हाँ, हमने बचाया. ठीक है, तो आपके अस्पताल में कुछ लोग मरते भी होंगे? He said, मैं हाँ, एक आध बार कोई ना कोई मर जाता है, क्या किया जाए? He said, Then the devotee asked him, आप उनको क्यों मारते हैं? Then, हम थोड़ी मारते हैं, हम लोगों को क्या मारते हैं? उनको तकदीर में जो लिखा है उसके अनुसार मरता है. He said, then our devotees asked him, अच्छा, कोई मरता है तो उनके तकदीर में लिखा है, कोई बचता है तो आप बचाते हैं, ये क्या लॉजिक है? Then that fellow had to put his head down. He was shameless. You understand now? Therefore, you will find the people are atheistic and then naturally they will be sinful. Therefore, they have sinful mentality. When a jiva turns away from God, he thinks, I am the center. And they have big houses. One marriage invitation, one family gave me, it was this much size big, and there was like a gold-plated coin in the center. Was there inside, extremely gorgeous. Then I came to know that one invitation is 5,000 rupees. Do you know that? I don't know how many they printed, I don't know. They're going around giving to people. So, when people are rich, how much extravagantly they spend, you will see. If you are telling people who are serving God, you are going and telling them, you know, serve the poor. Why don't you tell those rich people, serve the poor? Are they serving? Now you tell me, why are those rich people building such big houses, printing such big marriage invitation cards, and indulging in all kinds of smoking, drinking, and eat, drink, and be merry life? Why are they doing that? What is the root cause? Tell me. What is the root cause of that? All this is external. The root cause is sinful mentality. As I told you before, their heart is not clean. See, out of the 10 richest men in India, 10 richest men in the world, 4 are in India. How many of you know that? Do you know that? I heard that only 2 are in America. 4 are in India, they say, amongst the 10 richest men. If that is so, imagine if you preach to those 4 fellows, Krishna consciousness, give them mala, make them chant, make them Krishna devotees. Their sinful mentality is gone. They open their pocket. You know, will there be any poverty in India? Because when you become a Krishna conscious devotee, you give up grabbing mentality, you get giving mentality. You will see that. Grabbing mode goes away, giving mode comes. You will see that, like, rich people are having which mode? Grabbing mode or giving mode? Grabbing. They grab everything. They start big industries, big money, and make big houses, big marriage party. They are spending so much money for themselves, their own family members, correct? No? Grabbing mode. But Vedic life is giving mode. Like you see, when in you know Jaipur? In Jaipur, there is Radha Govindji Mandir. In Jaipur. Any of you been to Jaipur? Radha Govind temple is there. Beautiful temple it is. So one time I had gone early morning with the Yatra group of my special master. So there we found something very amazing. Early morning at 5 o'clock, there are 5,000 people. Can you imagine? So many get up so early in the morning to take darshan of Radha Govindji. And there are aartis being sung and very nice worship being done. The temple hall is practically jam-packed. So after the aartis were, people go around. So I also went around. So when we were going around for pradakshina, many times pradakshina they do. So when we were going, a lot of people were standing in the side. Somebody was giving this Kalkand Kadisagar. You know, Kadisagar is rock candy. Mystery they call it, no? They were distributing. So I accepted some mystery. Somebody was distributing Bundi. Somebody was distributing Mysore Pak. Somebody was distributing this white round one they have. What do you call it? You know that? Round one they have. Chiranjeev they call it? Yeah, correct. Also they were distributing Tilgul. You know Tilgul, you know? They were also distributing. So different items they were distributing. So we went around 3 times. I went on accepting and eating. My Lord, when I went around and came, after 3 times, my breakfast was over fully. Because people have a big heart to give. So not only this, one of you said this. See, there is a tradition in India. Any temple you go, there is also prasadam in the temple. Correct, no? You go to any Vishnu temple, like in South India, they give a big gola of chakra pongal, they call it. Chakra pongal is actually sweet rice. Sakare pongal, you know that? Yeah, it's brown color. Yeah. So you are from Odisha? So Trichy temple, you must have. Yeah, correct. Big size gola, they give you hot sakare pongal. It's sweet, it is. There is another one which is salt one also. They give. And in the temples, they make and distribute it profusely. Any number of people can go and pick it up. Any amount you want, you can take it also. So temples means the prasadam distribution is like in our temple in Pune, morning 8 to 1 o'clock, evening 4 to night 9 o'clock. There is prasadam distribution. Imagine if a beggar stays close to temple, every day morning, even if he goes 10 times to eat also, we don't restrict. Correct, no? So there is no question of poverty. We are giving prasad. Call all the poor people to ask and come and take them. Because the temple of the Lord is associated with all these things. You will see that the prasadam, material welfare follows spiritual welfare like a shadow. You will see like that. And very naturally, because people who are spiritual minded are also giving minded. Like in the Radha Govind Mandir, I told you, they were giving prasadam. Similarly, you will find in my native place, my father used to have a servant working in our home. You know, the servant got everything. You know, he got clothes, he got food. You know, whenever he needed some marriage for his son's marriage or daughter's marriage, a father would give him a big chunk of money because he is serving at home. In India, you will see, when people are broad-minded, they have a giving nature. Correct, no? And whenever there's a yajna conducted, immediately there's a prasadam distribution. I am following that, you will see. Whereas the modern day civilization is a grabbing civilization. Everybody is in a grabbing mode. I want to eat you and you want to eat me. The selfishness has increased. But the sinful mentality is cleansed in the heart. Then people will get a giving mode. Not only that, people are satisfied, as I told you, with very little also. Whether you have little or you have lots, people are satisfied. People are cheerful. You can see that another very important thing. If you know spiritual knowledge teaches you, what is the goal of your life? Tell me. Anybody? What is the goal of your life? And? Go back to Godhead. So when going back to Godhead becomes the goal, in this world you don't want to accumulate too much. Correct, no? Why, you always wonder, why should I work hard and accumulate here? Because even if I accumulate, what will happen? Everything will be finished at the time of death. So people generally, of course, they need roti, kapda, makan, food, clothing, shelter a little bit. They accept it. But then they don't slog hard to accumulate more and more. They don't hold more. They know very well, holding is no point. It will all be taken away eventually. You know, there is one Ford, Henry Ford's grandson. Son or grandson? Grandson, yeah. Henry Ford's grandson. Now he met Srila Prabhupada in America. He got initiated by Prabhupada. His name is Ambarish Prabhu. So one of our devotees called Ekalavya Prabhu went to Ambarish Prabhu's home. So he saw Ambarish Prabhu wearing dhoti kurta at home and worshipping the Lord in the altar, bowing down to the Lord. And then when Ekalavya Prabhu went to his home, Ekalavya Prabhu is actually a brahmachari devotee, and saffron devotee. He went to his home. So made Ekalavya Prabhu sit and he gave a big plate of prasad and everything. And Ekalavya Prabhu asked Ambarish Prabhu, Prabhu, how are you so simple? You are born in such a rich family, you know. Not only that, I heard that you have given more than 300 or 400 crores for the headquarters in Mayapur, TOVP, Temple of Vedic Planetarium, you know, which is under construction now. 2022, it's going to open. So we heard that you gave some 300-400 crores for that. Your ancestors have earned the money and you are coming in a very rich family. You have given up such a big chunk of your family money. You know what he said? He said, Prabhu, this money doesn't belong to me. When I was born in this world, I came in contact with this family. And in family lineage, this money has come to me. When I die, I will be disconnected from this money. That means I come and hold the money. At one point, I leave the money and push off. So in between, I have the choice. I can take this money and give 300 crores to Krishna service. And I can earn so much bhakti sukriti, which I can carry with me at the time of death. Correct, no? So he has the right vision. Once a person gets the right vision, then he develops a desire to serve the Lord and serve all the living entities, naturally. Correct, no? So he is able to give. Which rich man will give like that, tell me? Can any rich man who is not Krishna conscious give such a big major chunk of his earning to Lord's service or the public welfare? Can he give? So, you will see that, of course, some rich people are now releasing money for charity because of fear that they'll be murdered. They fear now, especially the top rich people. They are getting a lot of threat calls. Underworld people are calling them. So they are releasing money out of fear that I may be finished or something like that. Otherwise, in a normal situation, only a person whose heart is cleansed of sin, only he will give. So I have made an article which I can mail to all of you. I will just show you this article. So is service to man or service to God? Here is a. So these are the points which I spoke now. See, first I told you, remember, save not the coat, save the drowning man, that story of that drowning Jamindar I told you, correct? Then, second point says, read this, somebody, please take the mic, there are two mics here.
The state cannot stop crime by police force, but should make a plan to cure the sinful mentality in people.
Correct? Is that clear? So what is the solution? How can you cure the sinful mentality in people? Who knows?
In the heart.
How to cleanse the heart? See, if your cloth is very dirty, you can put super rin or something, or surf or something like that you can put. In case a brass vessel is unclean, you can take a pitambari with which we clean the grass, correct? No? In case you have a ink, big ink here, then they put some, what is that? They put some special ink, you know that? Yeah, vanish or something they put. Special thing you put. So, they're cleaning everything, we have some procedure. For cleaning the heart, what is the method?
Hare Krishna. Chanting
of Hare Krishna, yeah. So, I told you about hippies. This is what I told you. Until the people give up their sinful tendency, to lead a sinful life, any solution form of food, clothing, shelter, job, money, comfort is not going to bring peace in their lives. Okay, next point, read this heading.
As long as people do not give up sin, they cannot be satisfied with anything.
Yeah, I told you, even if you give a job, they will want more money. Or you may recommend them for a job, but they will do some blunder in the company. And then they will take you to task. So, they are not satisfied. Okay. This one.
Becomes obedient to God, he can be satisfied with very little resources.
One pastime I forgot to tell you. There was a big assembly where Prabhupada was speaking. So one man got up from the public and said, Swamiji, why are you telling about chanting Hare Krishna all the time? The whole world is suffering from poverty. So he said, why don't you feed food to the poor and give them uniforms to wear? Do something practical. Don't just talk God all the time. Like that he said. And Prabhupada replied him immediately without any hesitation. He said, see, you come to our temple, we will give you food, clothing, shelter, and 3 times a day food we will give you, morning, afternoon, evening. And you have nothing to worry. Not only you, all of you sitting here, as many of you want to come, you are welcome to our temple, and we are ready to shelter you. But there is only one condition, Prabhupada said. And he said, you have to chant 16 rounds and follow 4 relative principles. No meditating, no gimme, No gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex. You follow these 4 things and we will give you food, Prabhupada said. Why only food? Even clothing we will give you. You can live with us. Are you ready? The man immediately sat down. Chupchap, he didn't say anything. So what does this show? That means, even now I am experiencing in the train and all, once we carry cookies with us, generally. Any beggar comes, we say, chant Hare Krishna, and we give a cookie, But one beggar took cookie and threw it out of the window. He said, ye nahi chahiye, paisa do. Why they are asking paisa? Sinful activity. That's what they want. Even if some beggar says, sir, mujhe dawai chahiye, dawai ke liye paisa chahiye, one fellow says, I said, mere saath aao, main dawai kharid kar dunga. Nahi. He's saying, you understand, See, if I am ready to buy medicine and give, he doesn't want. He want only money. Because they wanted to sinful activities. Therefore, if one is obedient to God, he can get everything. Like for example, when I left my company, Thermax, in 94 beginning, some of my colleagues were very worried about me. They came to me and said, hey, Radhishyamji, keep some bank account for yourself. You are becoming a monk. It's very risky business. Sab chod chad kar ja rahe hain aap. Humko bahut dukh ho raha hai humko. They are very sad that you are leaving us and you are going away. कल कुछ ऐसा कुछ प्रॉब्लम हो जाएगा तो खाने पीने के लिए व्यवस्था होना चाहिए आपको. What if you are a monk and you don't get your food or you don't get your accommodation or something? This they told me when 1993 and 94 or something. Now what is the year now? 2019. Almost 25 years are over now. Not a single day I can say in my life that I didn't get my daily food. On the contrary, wherever I go for prachar, all the family people are coming and saying, Hamare ghar mein aao khane ke liye, Hamare ghar mein aao khane ke liye. And they are feeding with pulav and kadhi and puran puli, rasamalai, gulab jamun, ye kai. I am not able to eat more than what we need. So I am saying, far from starving for food, you do God's work, God sends everything. When I first time went to US, probably 2006 or something like that, Gauranga Prabhu and me, we were together in America when we were traveling. So I was not used to going to West, that was my first visit. So I asked Gauranga Prabhu, kitna paisa saath mein leke jane ka? How much I should bring? Tell me amount. He said like this. What is the amount? Zero. Don't take anything, he said. I said, really? I'm going to a foreign land. How can we go with empty hands? We may have to spend somewhere here and there. He said, I'm telling you, you wait and watch, he said. Still, I felt I should carry something. I carried 5,000 rupees. I carried in my suitcase, carried and went. But I found one amazing thing, phenomenon. When we landed in London first, and then in America, when we landed, immediately somebody brought a car. They took us to the temple. Then we took prasadam. Everything was arranged in the temple. Then they took me to different programs like this. Somebody would take me in the car. They just put me in a vyasasana. I give a lecture. Then they will again pick me up, take me to another program, 2-3 programs. And wherever I went, people gave so much money also, you know, dollar notes. I didn't even count also. I just, whatever they gave, I just kept in the pocket. And then after I finished, so 18 places I went, like in Chicago, from there Bloomington and Corvallis, similarly the West Coast also, Portland, like that many places. So Seattle. So wherever I went, these 18 places, each place there were 2-3 programs like that. So I would do the programs. And then when I finished program in one temple, you know, that temple will drop me in the airport. Then I don't even know. There are a lot of systems in America, you know, for getting entry, you have to put some, you know, swipe some card and all, correct, no? Then only you can go. I didn't know anything. There was always somebody with us taking from one place to another. Then you board the plane, you get down, there is a fellow waiting to receive. He'll put us in a car and take you and put you in a vyasasana, just speak lecture. So I found myself going from one vyasasana to the next vyasasana. That's all. And then collecting money. And then came back to India. Then I laughed. I told Gauranga Prabhu, you know, although you told me to bring zero money, I brought 5,000. Then he laughed. Then he asked me, did you spend it? I said, I didn't spend it, but I have 5 lakh in my pocket now. From America. So now what job you think am I doing? Tell me. I'm just studying Bhagavad Gita and telling people. And the whole world is thirsty for this knowledge everywhere. People are hungry. See, one man asked me in the train, स्वामी बुरा मत मानिए आप लोगों की थोड़ा खाने पीने की व्यवस्था कैसे होता है थोड़ा हमको चिंता होता है आप तो साधु महात्मा हैं आप इधर उधर जाते होंगे कुछ समस्या तो नहीं ना आपको धन्य आज दिन क्वेश्चन देखिए अगर कोई लड़का इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज में पढ़ता है उसको पैसा कौन भेजता है उनके पिताजी भेजते हैं हर महीना आता है हम लोग को मिला कि नहीं इस दुनिया में भी अगर एक बेटा पिता का बात मानता है तो उसके पिताजी उसको हर महीना भेजते रहते हैं इस तरह हम परम पिता भगवान कृष्ण के लिए काम कर रहे हैं वो पैसा क्यों नहीं भेजेंगे हमको व्हाई विल ही नॉट मेंटेन अस आई सेड हियर टीयर्स इन हिज आईज दैट मैन सही बोला स्वामी सही बोला भगवान आपको मेंटेन करते हैं देन ही कोटेड द वर्स योगक्षेमम अहम्यहम दैट फॉलो न्यू लिटिल भगवद गीता सो ही सेड योगक्षेमम अहम्यहम इज लॉर्ड कृष्ण सेज आई प्रिजर्व व्हाट यू हैव एंड आई प्रोवाइड व्हाट यू लैक ही सेज If you simply serve me, I take care of you. Therefore, when you become a... See, when you give up sinful activities, that itself makes your mind peaceful. And when you serve God, then He gives you all supplies. So there is nothing to lament. And there is no... See, Gandhi says, there is enough in this world for everyone's need, but not for one man's greed. A sinful man, like Hiranyakashipu or Alexander, they all always... See, one more point I have written here. You see this one. Here. See, in those days I am saying, this is in 1996-98, one very wealthy boy was coming to the program and he used to spend 5,000 monthly. In those days 5,000 means now it is like 30-40,000 now. His father used to send him 5,000. But after he became a devotee, his expenditure dropped to how much? 2,000 I have written. Why? Because he gave up all this meat eating, smoking, drinking, watching movies, satisfying girlfriends, everything, gambling. So his father was shocked. His father said, "Arey, dusre bete to aur jada mangte jaate hain. How is it that your expenditure is reducing? Because to do sinful activities, you have to spend money and ruin your health, both. You will see that. You purchase problems for your health by spending money. You give money and tell people, please give me trouble. Sinful activities means you give money and request for troubles, like smoking, drinking, illicit connection, all these things. So you complicate your life. One time I was coming in auto rickshaw. One auto driver looked at me and said, Swamiji, ekdam aap to ekdam khushi mein dikh rahe hain. Kya aap shadiwadi nahi kiya kya? He asked me. Shadi nahi kiya, hum brahmachari hain sir. Aapke math mein kisi ko bhi allow karte hain kya? Agar humko aana hai to aa sakte hain kya? Hum bhi aap jaise ban sakte hain kya? Like that he was asking. Then I said, are you married? He said, I'm married. He said, You have children, huh? Then I have two children, he said. Then I said, why do you then want to leave the family and join? We don't allow people like that. Then he said, kya kare Swamiji, kamata hun 5,000, karcha karta hun 8,000. Nahi bas chale. I said, really? How can you spend 8 if you earn 5? Yeah. Then he said, I take loan, he said, and I spend. Then I told him, okay, tell me, how do you spend? Then he told me, for liquor, I have to spend 1,500 rupees. Now for smoking, another 1,500. For tobacco, I spent another 1,000. So more than 50-60% of his money was going for what activities? Sinful activities. So therefore, you cut sinful activities, your expenditure also will be cut. It will be saved. That's the point made here. So most poor people suffer because of indulging in sinful activities. Yeah. Therefore, they are never satisfied. Read this one. Heading. Yeah. Yeah, this one.
If everyone gets giving mentality, then there is no dearth of food and supply.
Yeah, in my home in native place, my mother used to say every day morning, she would give a plate of rice, and over that she would put some dal and ghee, and first offer it to, you know, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Krishna, Vishnu Prasadam. Then that part, when we take it out, we take it for Mahaprasad, correct? Now, a portion of which, the half of the plate will go to the terrace. She would tell me that we should offer it to the crows. She would offer. And she said that without the offering it to the crows, we should not start eating. So she would say that a crow has to come and eat it. You come back and tell me that it has eaten, then only we can eat. This is a rule at home. Of course, one day I couldn't get any crows. Then I started kra 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 making sound, attracting the crows. She said, otherwise I cannot give you food unless they eat. Imagine if there are 120 crore population of India, everybody does this. Will there be any scarcity? Just everybody gives one meal a day. So, but when will they give one meal a day? Tell me. When they are Vedic follower. Correct, no? When you follow Krishna consciousness, you will naturally, you will get the giving mentality. Read this one.
In a Krishna conscious society, there is a spiritual communism, no greed.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, Prabhupada says the capitalist and communist both are fighting for the stolen bread. See, why Prabhupada uses the word stolen bread? You see, the communists, what is their policy? Anybody can say? What are communists saying? Yes? Equally, correct. That's what communists say. So what the capitalists are saying? Yes. Yes, correct. So what is the problem with capitalism? Every individual, as per your skill, your talent and your resources, the rich become richer, poor become poorer. This is the problem with capitalism seen, correct? No? What is the problem with communism? Anybody? Communism seems to be very good, no? That divide, give all the property of the state should be divided amongst the people. Is it not wonderful? There is problem or there is no problem? Communism. Otherwise, communism collapsed. So, what is the problem with communism? Who can say? For example, if you tell the talented person, see, everybody is supposed to get monthly only 20,000 rupees. Say, a talented man earns 80,000. You have to give to government how much? 60. And you keep 20. And another fellow is a lazy fellow. He does only 4,000 rupees worth work. He is also given 20,000. So all people, what they will say? Chalo, now don't work. Because even if you work and earn also, you can't enjoy that money. So there will be laziness amongst the people. That is one problem. There is another problem. You know the story of the two cats who went to a monkey? There was a big bun of bread, I think. Roti, is there, correct, no? So what the two monkeys said, we both are fighting a lot. You please equally divide it and give us, correct, no? What he did, one side was bigger, another side was small. Then they both argued, hey, this is big. He said, don't worry. He cut and he ate a little bit. And then this became more smaller than this one. Then what he did? Then he ate from this side also. Little by little, finally what happened? The cat ate everything. Yeah. And the monkeys were told that, abhi khatam ho gaya, nikal jao, everything is over, get lost. So this can happen, correct now? So you might have heard in the communist countries, one lady at the top, you know what she said? If they don't have bread, why don't they eat cakes? She asked, you know that, who's Zara? Who is that who asked that? She was asking because the state which is supposed to divide and give people, the state can swallow the wealth of this thing, correct? No? So therefore, communism also collapsed. We see that. So Prabhupada says, but the common and denominator between communism and capitalism, you know what it is? Both the parties don't care about God. But the property of this world belongs to whom? All the property of the world belongs to whom? God. Do they talk about it? Therefore, Prabhupada uses the word stolen property. He says, imagine three thieves, they looted a big bank and they had crores of rupees with them. They went to the forest. One of them said, hey, I have to go for two. I have to pass stolen urine and come. Aap log wait karo. Anikabad, after we come, we will divide and take it. So when that fellow went, the second fellow, the other two fellows were talking. One fellow said, hey, can we divide equally amongst ourselves? We'll get a bigger share and we'll run away from here. Other fellow said, hey, no. We should be honest. Because all three of us looted the bank, so we should equally divide and take. So Prabhupada says, this is the story of honesty among thieves. So what type of honesty is that? It is what property it is? It's a looted property. What kind of honesty is this? Similarly, in this world also, when communists say we should equally divide and take, when they say like that, but whose property is that? God's property, but they are not recognizing God. Therefore, communism is fallen. So, spiritual communism means what? Put Krishna at the center, and then there can be communism. Prabhupada says there are bombs with both communists and capitalists. If they don't accept the proprietorship of the Lord, they will suffer. Actually, one very important thing I didn't tell you in my talk. Please read this one.
To return back to God, people lose hankering attachment and greed for things of this world.
Yeah, because their goal becomes go back to Godhead. In this world, basically, what will a devotee aspire for? Tell me, any of you? What do you think any average devotee will aspire in this world? Yes? Ajay, you can tell. What do you think that any devotee will aspire in this world? Yeah, just food. But you need a place to live also. Correct. You need some salary by which you can get your daily food. You can have a living place. And some engagement, some seva engagement for the Lord, correct, no? And some clothes to wear. That's all. So you will see that because the goal of life is go back to Godhead, you are not going to get into a cutthroat competition, fighting with others to accumulate more and more, which we said, correct, no? Vaikuntha, place of no answers. See, here is written here. Here it's written. Please read this one. Thus such people. Such people means devotees of God. You understand from here?
Thus such people only earn whatever is absolutely needed for their sustenance in this world and not accumulate things and wealth for sense gratification. Then there where is question of
greed. The sense gratification leads to sin. Correct, no? When we break God's laws into sense gratification, that leads to sin and sin leads to suffering. Correct, no? Yeah.
Then where is the question of greed? There is a mutual respect and love for another. There is thick loving relationships between mother and daughter, parents and children. One family and another family and a mood of care and concern for one another. This is all due to God being the center of society.
And we have seen with our eyes in ISKCON, we can see there is a society of devotees. How the devotees, once Krishna becomes the center, how people become very peaceful. There is no dog-eat-dog type of race, which you find in the modern-day educated communities. People who are dog-eat-dog, you know, husband-wife fights and people in the community. So you will find that as soon as sense gratification becomes center, there is a deadly quarrel, fight. As soon as Krishna becomes the center, just like you take a compass and you draw multiple circles with varying radiuses with the same center, you find, what do you call that? Concentric. But if you take a compass and draw a circle, multiple circles, of course they may not clash if they are small circles. But when you draw big circle, they all intercept, there is clash. Similarly, as long as you don't hurt my sense gratification, I am happy in my own circle. But as I expand my sense gratification, then we both have a clash. That is the time there are clashes. So center is different. Ninth one.
There is no rat race for material possessions, positions, honor, wealth, but only deep satisfaction from humble service to God and other living beings.
Last point.
Krishna consciousness sets the right type of consciousness for happy living.
Yeah. So I have written a story of Chanakya here. You know, Yuan Chuang, you all know? Who is Yuan Chuang? Yuan Sang, we call it. He's a historian who came to India. So he went to Chandragupta Maurya's palace and asked, "Oh king, I heard you have one very wise and talented Brahmana who is guiding you. Can you please take me to his palace? I want to meet him." And Chandragupta Maurya said, "Palace, what are you talking? You can get to meet him if you go by the side of the my palace. There is a roadway which will lead you to the forest. So you go there, within a kilometer you will see a hut where you will find him." So he went in that forest pathway. There was a hut, and the hut was slightly, door was open like this. Yuan Chuang went and peeped into the door, and he found Chanakya was sitting on that side of the house. He was doing some writing work. So when he saw the gentleman, he said, "Please come in, take your seat," he said, "and wait for a minute, I'll come." So then he put off that candle, that lamp, so put it off, and then he came and sat on this side. And then he put on another lamp, and then he started talking to him. Yuan Chuang asked, "Is this your place where you live?" He said, "Yes." "How is it that you are living in such a small place? You are minister to the king. I expected you will be living in a big palace. And if I am a Brahmana, what do I need? The Brahmana requires a small place to live, small piece of earth to live, that's all." And then he asked, "Why did I switch off that lamp? You could have brought that lamp here." He said, No. "That side is for government work, and this side is for my personal work. That lamp was given by the government, and government work is over now. So I have switched it off. And this lamp, I got it in charity, because Brahmanas accept charity. No? Therefore, I switched it on." He said, then Yuan Chuang thought, "My Lord, if a person is so meticulous in expenditure, he doesn't touch a single farthing of anybody, why will the government not flourish?" So two lessons Yuan Chuang learnt: simplicity of the Brahmana, and thorough honesty, brutal integrity, brutal honesty, honesty to the core in spending government money and everything. So he understood that. So you will find in India, this kind of good qualities exist, because you will see Chanakya, the first verse, you know what he says? Pranamya Shirasa Vishnum Trailokya Adhipatim Prabhum, he says. Pranamya Shirasa Vishnum, I bow down my head to Lord Vishnu. Who is he? Trailokya Adhipatim Prabhum, he is the Adhipati of the three lokas. Nana Shastra, like that he says, Samuchayam. He says that I have taken all these quotes of mine from different Shastras and accumulated them in one place and I am giving you. Like that he says. So similarly, you all know Pratap Rudra, the king in Odisha. You know, in Jagannath Rath Yatra, he would personally sweep the floor in front of the Rath cart. Because when a king becomes pure-hearted, his heart is devotion. You can see big kings can become so simple-hearted, they have such sadbhavana they have. Maharaj of Travancore in Karnataka, what he would do, he will have hundreds of gods and assistants and chariot and all, but then in the temple lane, what he will do, he will keep the chariot and get off from the chariot and walk barefoot to the temple, and all the public would watch. He'll go to the temple and wash his feet and bow down to Krishna, worship him, and then come back. So these are all examples of how Vedic life people are guided by superiors and everything. This is a story I told you, Malhotra's story. So this is available for you. I can mail you this. Coming to your presentation, I want to give a little comment. So first team was Aditya and Ajay Prabhu. Ajay Prabhu said, This is a famous argument. God will be happy if people serve God's children. This is a very famous argument, they say. So what Hare Krishna devotees, we say, oh, who said we are not feeding? We are also feeding, but what are we feeding? Prasad. Now any of you can say, what is the difference between feeding ordinary food and feeding prasad? What is the difference? Prasad? It can fill up the belly, at the same time cleanses the mind. That's very true. Because in the food there are three components. One component becomes stool and urine, goes out, flushed out of the body. Another component becomes blood, circulated from the heart to all over the body. The third component goes to the consciousness. It depends on, like one sadhu went to your house, that lady brought some food and gave him in a golden plate. So the sadhu, after eating, while going, suddenly the lady found that sadhu has gone away, but he has carried the golden plate with him. And she was shocked. He told the people, she shouted, yelled, and all the neighborhood people came. And then they ran to the bus stand, and he caught the bus, they caught the sadhu and asked, can you please show your jewelna bag? He gave them, okay, you can see it. Inside the jewelna bag, the plate was there. And they asked, hey, sadhu, Sadhu Baba, we thought you are a good soul. How is it you have taken the plate? He said, even I also don't know, he said. Then he returned back to the lady's home. And then he asked the lady, he said, oh lady, mother, I have never stolen such things from anybody's home. But I don't know how it happened with me. And then the sadhu asked, please tell me honestly, the food you served, how did you get? She said, I am a servant maid in some rich people's homes. So I thought, because you are coming today to eat, I stole some food from different homes, because generally they give yesterday's food, but I stole today's food, whatever they made hot, I stole and put it and I brought it. So I served it. Then the sadhu said, see, you brought stolen food and gave me, I ate stolen food, so I stole the gold plate also. Immediately the mentality affected me, he said. You understand, no? So therefore, the food, when it is offered to God, offered by devotees with great love, cooked by devotees with love and offered with love, as Narayan said, it purifies our heart. So, therefore, and also, if you are not Krishna conscious, you will be ignorant, and an ignorant person will do wrong type of charity. I told you, one gentleman came to a temple, he said, Swamiji, my brother is a very pious person, he said. What does he do? Oh, in the village he gives, annadan for 10,000 people, he said. I said, oh, that's wonderful. It would be nice if you bring him to Pune, I can meet him sometime. Yes, yes, yes. Maybe itna dhani nahi, mere bhai bada dhani hai. So great charity. And then he said, for the charity, every year we cut more than 1,000 goats. He was telling. Then I was shocked, my Lord. Then I told him, what kind of charity is this? Tamaguni charity. We should not kill so much animals. Then I told him Mrigari story. Then he told his brother also came. He brought his brother once. I told him Mrigari's story. After hearing, he was shocked. Then he said, next year onwards, I will never cut goats. I will only give vegetarian. Anadan. But not only I will give anadan, I will offer to Krishna first, and then I will give, he said. So it becomes prasad. So when you go to devotees of Lord, how many things you gain, you see? He gained knowledge now by hearing Mrigari's story. Now he is chanting the holy name. Now the food he is giving people is offered to God, so he is benefiting all the people. Just by one meeting with the sadhu, you can see, is it not true? Immediately, his whole outlook paradigm changed. Even we were also not aware of these things, correct, no? Until we hear. Therefore, there's a big difference between ordinary, and while giving anadan earlier, he was very proud. May anadan deta hum. Big board he used to put with this photo also. This photo and big name and everything. Now he's putting Krishna's photo now. Isn't it? In this way, you will find people, when you give prasadam, you are also purifying the people. So you can tell the people, it's not that we are not serving God's children. We are cleansing the heart of God's children and making them happy, which is the most important thing to do. Menaka Gandhi was in a flight. My Guru Maharaj was also in the same flight. So when my Guru Maharaj was coming down from the staircase and came to the airport, she followed behind and she saw it's Swamiji. Then she asked, Swamiji, what are you doing for the environment of the world? Like that, she smiled and asked a question. Because you all know, she was the environment minister, no? She was in charge of environment. So Maharaj told her, Madam, you work for the external environment, we work for the internal environment, he said. And then he said, by cleansing the internal environment, the external environment also will become automatically clean. So our Prime Minister started Swachh Bharat. The Swachh Bharat program can be extended to the heart also by distributing holy name to the people instead of only cleansing outside. Nowadays in railway station they say, hey, thuko mat. If you thuko ge, if you spit, 500 rupees. So there are many people who are worried how to control their mouth. They are used to spitting everywhere. It's good that the policy is made, but we also should cleanse the heart of people. So we are doing the best service by cleansing the heart of people, because once the heart is cleansed, what all benefits you get? Anybody remembers? Once your heart is clean, what all you get? Tell me. Cut, cut, cut. One point you all should make. Ajay will make the first point. Okay, you will not commit sinful activities. So no more suffering when the heart is cleansed. Okay, any one more point? You will become immediately selfless towards all. You will not be selfish. Okay, what else? Narayan, you remember one point? If heart is cleansed. With our association, we can purify the whole world. Very true. Anything else? Ajay, Aditya Prabhu, remember something? When heart is cleansed, what happens? Yes. Yes. Yeah, we can go back home, back to God if our heart is cleansed. That is one thing. Anything more I told you? Yeah. See, what you said is very good and it's true also. But when you meet your friends, if you tell this, they will say, "Theek hai, you will become pure and you will go back to God. Hamakko kya milega?" They will ask, no? Correct, no? What will you tell them? Meet your friends. Anybody? Yes? You remember Kiran Prabhu? Anything else? Yes. Okay. So you become happy and satisfied, and then what happens? To other people in the world, what do? Your grabbing mentality goes away, and what mentality comes? Giving mentality comes. So you are happy, you are satisfied. Your grabbing mentality goes away, you do good. And also you will not encroach on others' property. You will not pull somebody else's wife's hand. You will not encroach on another person's land, because you know God is watching. So we will not give any klesh, any suffering to other living beings also. We will keep them happy. Correct, no? And as Aditya said, when you become very spiritual minded and everything, then actually you will consider doing good to the people around you. You will connect them all to anath jivas, you will make them into sanath. So this is many, many points. So Ajay was telling, if we serve God alone, then we are selfish. People are crying. We say God, God, God. Okay. So therefore I told you, service to God is never bereft of service to humans. It's connected also. You will see, like we have this New Vedic Cultural Center, NVCC. You will see that thousands of people come, lakhs of people come, they get prasadam, they get darshan, Krishna darshan, Krishna shiksha, Krishna naam, Krishna prasad, Krishna bhakta sangha, and their heart becomes clean, husband, wife, children, they become a happy family. When the family is a happy family, they give up the grabbing mentality, they become like Vaikunthavasis. Vaikunthavasis are pure hearted, they have no envy, they have no competitive mentality, they don't hurt others, so they make a happy society. He said, if Atma is happy, Paramatma will be happy. He told the reverse. Bhagavatam says, Ayatma suprasidati. So what Ajay is saying, if I am happy, everybody will, even God will be happy. It's a false argument which many people make. So Aditya said about forefathers living even with less eating and where that was a good observation. Now we have materialistic improvement, but we are not happy now. And then he made a very good point. Food, clothing, shelter is not good enough. You have to provide values to take responsibility. And then higher than that is connecting to God for spiritual well-being. Actually, unfortunately, common public doesn't understand the need for spiritual well-being. They don't understand. So therefore, to bring your boys and preach to them becomes so challenging sometimes. Why? Public doesn't understand the need for. Just like a child doesn't understand the importance of studying school textbooks, but you want to play cricket all day. Correct, na? So like that. But the parents try to convince, beta beta, acha padhai karo, tum engineer banoge, usko acha naukri milega, America jaoge, aur kamaoge. Bachcha bolta hai, wo sab baad mein aane wala, abhi kya problem hai, abhi khelna hai. Correct, no? Similarly, people in the world don't want to take it seriously. Therefore, we should try to present this topic in a very down-to-earth way. We have to show to people that you become selfless, you release your money, you don't hold money, and you for the welfare of God and all living beings. Like that, we have to show things. And then the next one, social service, Jitendra Kumar. He made very good points. He quoted one, Kabir ke Dohe also he quoted, how the fruits, river and sadhu, they are all selflessly serving. And also he made one very good point. Due to sinful life, people are suffering. He said that. So he said that even in the Vedic times, the poor beggars and cows were served. By doing manav seva, we are ultimately serving God only. This is a very solid argument many people make if you do these things, God will be happy that his children are being served. But I told you the story of the puri and pakoda, correct, no? Serving the children of God by giving them puri pakoda, is it good? Puri pakoda destroys them. Similarly, if you only give uniform and education and food to children of God, they will be again and again taking cycle of birth and death. Correct, no? What is good, we need to know. Therefore, we need to give prasad, correct, no? As we told. Like, for example, we had made one system in our student centers. Any boy who is coming to our classes between 6 to 7, so 7 to 8, we had kept one special study tip seminar for them, coaching class kind of thing. So some boys started coming only at 7 o'clock. They would just attend the study seminar and they won't come for the class. Then we made a rule. Only those who come for spiritual classes, only they will get that seminar we made. Because we don't want to give only material benefit. We want to give spiritual benefits followed by material benefits. Correct, no? And Narayan spoke also some very good points. He actually told what is Madhava Seva. He defined it. Hanuman, Lakshman, Sita and friendship and, you know, motherly, fatherly, das and as a servant. And he gave a punching evidence for the importance of serving the Lord. He said, water the root of the tree. That was a very punching thing. That yasmin tushtam, jagat tushtam. If Lord is pleased, everybody is pleased. You can even, Narayan quoted this root, watering root of the tree. We can quote the example of Akshay Patra also. You know, when Lord put, everybody was satisfied. Correct, no? We can quote that. Another nice thing he said was about akarma and karma. Serving Lord is akarma. You become free from all karma, go back to Godhead. But serving humanity is karmic, which means if you are giving uniforms now, next life you will become a owner of a textile mill. Or if you are giving school notebooks to children, you will become owner of a printing press. So you are born again. Correct, no? Yeah. So he gave the example of hundi. So very nicely he concluded, he said, we have to serve both God and humans, but out of this the priority is God. Which means, see, if this is one living entity, this is another living entity, this says, I will give you Mysore Pak. He says, I will give you Laddu. So can they both take Laddu and Mysore Pak and enjoy it themselves? Can the two hands enjoy? What the hand has to do? Give it to the belly. And the belly will give nourishment to the hand. Similarly, two jivas cannot actually help each other. Not possible. Energy cannot enjoy energy. Energetic can enjoy energy. Lord is energy or energetic? What do you think? And all jivas are? Yeah. So one jiva cannot support another jiva without reference to God. See, we are called as sapeksha satya. Lord is nirapeksha satya. Nirapeksha means Lord is independent enjoyer. We are dependent enjoyer. We are dependent on the Lord for our enjoyment. So without His sanction, you cannot give any support to anybody. That is the point. So therefore, our service to humans should be through God. Then Shashank spoke some very good points. Oh, Shashank's points were very punching, very powerful points. He was telling people are giving abhishek of milk to Shiva, isn't it? Where is it, Shashank? Okay. He took prasad? Okay. And then he was saying about Kali Puja. I will answer it next time when he comes about this. The abhishek that is done to Shiva, it is not that that milk is thrown away. Huh? Some places the abhishek milk is thrown down the drain foolishly, because of which people misunderstand. Actually, when we do abhishek of Krishna's lotus feet, the charanamrita is given to the devotees. We take the charanamrita. And in the name of Kali Puja, he says people do violence. Even we are also against it. In the name of, they say the slaughterhouse is a Kalika Mandir. And then they eat all that. Even that is only for beginners. For a period of time, people who ascend in religious ladder, they will give up all that. Like we are all giving up everything. Instead of throwing money on garlands, elevate the weak and poor. That is a very good point also. See, why do we put garland for God and waste money unnecessarily, may say? But imagine, for example, a man is marrying a woman, and when they go to the market, a man buys some flowers, for example, jasmine, and puts on wife's head. You have seen that? In South India, they either put like this hanging here, or they put like this. You have seen that? They put like this here. Now you tell them, hey, why do you waste money for this jasmine? You know, ye toh abhi shaam ko murjaya phool ho jayega. Evening it will be dried up. You know, why are you putting in your wife's head? What difference it will make? Do you think it's common sense point? You know, you will say, are you nonsense? By putting this, I am expressing my love to my wife. Huh? Correct, no? Similarly, when you have Lord in the temple, this garland is a way to express your affection to God, love to God. But somebody who doesn't love God, he may think it is a waste of money. Correct, no? Like somebody may tell the father, why are you giving a tricycle to your son? No, why are you giving him a bicycle? Why are you giving him a mobile or a calculator? Father is giving because he loves the son. Correct, no? So, and beggars can be fed and used for some practical social service. He's saying, see, this part. Use temple as an NGO to elevate the poor. This is a height of it. Save the poor from thievery and begging and everything. Teach them to be cultured people. Dear friend, you can never make anybody cultured without connecting them to God. Even if you make somebody cultured, there was a meeting of 12 top leaders of Pune, educators and all had come together. In that meeting, the educators were saying, we all want to come up with a value education course without bringing God in, they said. And Malhotraji said, your idea is very wonderful, but what you are asking is impossible. And then he said, it's like asking, please kindly invite a gentleman without head, if somebody says. See, you can invite a gentleman without his hands or without legs. Can you invite a gentleman inside the room without his head? Have you ever seen a person walking on the road without head? So God is like the head. You want to eliminate God, and what value education you will have? It's a cheating, he said. So similarly, you can't, you know, save the poor from thievery and, highway robbery and all that. You cannot save them unless you... People will become thoroughly honest when their eyes are open to God. God is watching everywhere, everything. But his points are a very good fitting points for the social service. For the argument's sake, they are very good. In debate, we sometimes see who presents many, multiple arguments. He has presented many. And lastly, Kiran Prabhu, he highlighted on one main theme, which is bodily conception of service. He wanted to attack the whole topic from one main theme. What is it? Ask yourself, are you the body made of flesh and bones? Or are you the soul? If you are the body made of flesh and bones, your social service is meaningful. If you are not the body made of flesh and bones, your spirit, soul. And you are changing, then the body is temporary. It's perishable. Simply working for the perishable body, what does it mean? Like that was his point. Real compassion means to liberate the embodied from the body. And how much ever you take care of the body, it's going to be destroyed. So he gave example of Diana and Alexander and such people who were actually in the top runs of society. But Diana committed suicide and Alexander also left his body in 32. So you will see that the conclusion he made was money is of no value in this world. So you may say that we are making poor people into rich people. But what is the use of money? Money doesn't give happiness. That is also a very thoughtful point. So good presentations. Very good. Actually, I had a tough time to decide prices for the first team, which team to give. See, generally when they give price for any team, first two things they will see. How both the sides have presented in a very competent way. That team gets price. And in the individual price which we give, that is based on individual performance. So for example, if in a team, one person presented in an extraordinary way, and his opponent presented in a very mediocre way, then that team cannot get prize. You understood now? The both have to present points which are, then the team gets the prize. Now let us see, where is the pen? Okay, team two. So all of you will chant Hari Bol for them, okay? The team prize, second prize, you want to give. This is for the consolation prize. Team two, Aditya and Ajay Prabhu, IA. Come. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. The first team prize goes to Narayan and Jitendra Kumar. And the first prize for social service, sorry, the first prize, individual prize, goes to Shashank, who is not here. You have to give to Shashank first, individual prize. The second individual prize goes to Narayan. Come here, Narayan. And our Kiran Prabhu. Kiran Prabhu, please. So, the basis of the selection of the first, second, third, and how I chose, I will tell you the main criteria. People who made substantial points, not just one point. Some of you took one or two points and you elaborated on that. But those who are given more points and more examples, and they were very focused on the topic. They were sticking to the topic without going here or there. And they gave many points. Substance was more. That was one of my considerations. And another thing is, he got first prize. Who, Shashank, got first prize because he spoke with a lot of conviction, with that understanding. Some people actually live for that motion. So Shashank actually, if Shashank understands the complete lecture today, what I spoke, he can become a very powerful devotee. But right now he has a lot of points for social service, so he has to hear out this balance thing. So he presented many points with examples also he gave. Which all his side people, they will say, jai ho, who? Social service people will say. And Narayan Prabhu's point was also, he also made many examples he gave, and he both concepts and examples he gave also. But overall, it was very difficult for me to choose because all the teams did well, very nicely. And today we had to do Manava Seva or Madhava Seva. So our point is, do Madhava Seva. And the Madhava Seva includes Manava Seva. Manava Seva is actually a subset of Madhava Seva. When you serve Lord Krishna, the people who are coming in that fold of Madhava Seva will all be taken care, even though they may be very poverty-stricken or whoever they be. Correct, no? There is no scarcity in Krishna's lotus feet, because who is Krishna's, who is Lord's consort? Goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. Where Prabhupada said, where Lakshmi is present, where there will be scarcity. There is no scarcity. Sri Prabhupada ki. Yeah.